Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I'm down to my last $2. This chick to my, she want mink coats and diamond rings, a black navigator and things.
Clocktalk.com show hosted by Mr. D and Larry. I want to kind of first start off with the show by saying hello to everybody. If I say that, then I want to get right into this part here about the fans. I want each and every fan that's on this station, up under the sound of my voice, to know that we appreciate you all to the utmost. I've made a lot of friends through meeting fans. And you all are a very, very, very important part of drag racing. So we hope that you all continue to be fans of drag racing, fans of people that fellowship, and fans of anybody that you all choose and desire to enjoy yourself with. The other part of it was, if it's to an extent where things don't be the way that you want them to be, sometimes you have to kind of just bear along with it a little bit and just give it a little time. It's going to work itself out. But I want all of, each and every fan that's up under my voice to know that you all are very important to drag racing. And I don't want y'all to never forget that coming from from Larry. I don't know what nobody else has to say about it, but that's just my own personal opinion. And I just wanted to come in with that because that's the way I like to start the show off, letting you all know, first of all, that, you know, the drag races are important. The people that put the races together are important. Each and every one of us is important in this game because it takes all of us to make the ball bounce. So by that being said, I want to go ahead on. I don't want to hold the show up. I want to go ahead on and bring Mr. D in, and that way we can go ahead on and get the show rolling.
Hello? Got your mic open.
Oh.
Detroit Hood, your mic is open.
Okay, I don't hear nobody. I was just listening and supporting the show.
Uncle Larry, he there.
And
he
we
there.
We appreciate that, Detroit Hood. How you been, man? Everything been okay with you?
Nope, because I ain't in Chicago right now. I had to film today. But, no, everything is not going all right because I'm not down there partying with my friends. But sometimes you got to roll with the punches, and you got to roll. I'm rolling with them today.
Yeah, well,
I'm in Detroit right now. It's pretty nice out here. Everybody having a good time, but I'm walking around with attitude. I should be in Indiana, Morocco right now. But
yeah.
I had previous duty to attend to today, so I handled them, though. But I didn't have fun doing it. I did have fun doing it, but I still wish I didn't have responsibilities. I admire my kids walking around that house and they ain't got a care in the world. I'm jealous of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy.
It's gonna be all right. You know, it's all a part of the game, man. Sometimes it fall into place and sometimes it don't fall into place. But at the end, you still got to keep it moving, baby.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah,
it's gonna be all right. Yes, sir. Good.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Tonight, yeah.
Hey, this is DC. How you doing?
Hey, what up, DC?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm wonderful, man. I'm highly blessed, man. You know, it's good. First of all, for my eyes to open in the morning and. Once I do that and I'm restored with my health and my strength and in my right mind, man, I'm just blessed, you know. And that's one of the reasons why, D.C., I always talk about fellowship, D.C. You know, God has gave me another chance, man, to turn around and be here around with you all again where we can fellowship with each other, greet each other, man, and try to do good things when it comes to each other, you know. And that's one of the greatest parts of my life when I wake up in the morning, you know.
Oh, I believe you, and I believe you, and I 100% feel the same way. I feel the same way. Whenever you wake up in the morning, it's a blessing. God opened your eyes, and every day is a new day. Every day is a new day. No matter what happened in the past, what happened yesterday, what happened 4 months ago, every day you wake up, it's time to change. You can change that. Did you put that bowl in the water today?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't have
an
opportunity to. I've been so busy, you know. This is the weekend, and my grandchildren and stuff, they were around today. They're going to the skating rink now, but they were around today, you know. And then we had another little incident around us where I have a cousin that have seizures, and they had about 10 seizures in a row. So we had to try to get them to the hospital and so far and so on, and everything worked out okay, though.
Oh, definitely, man. That's more important than fishing for. That's more important than fishing for them crappies. It's definitely more important.
Yeah, no doubt. But that opportunity will present itself. I feel like the Lord got it in the plan for me, you know. So when that time comes, I'm going to get on away from here and go relax, and enjoy myself. But right now, you want to know something?
I know that's right.
You and Mr. Hood on here. So far, and tonight we're going to do a special thing tonight, man. We're going to do a thing where we have open opinion night. You know, we want to get everybody's opinion and see how they feel, and, you know, so far and so on. We hosted this program not for ourselves. We're hoping that we're hosting this here for the fans and the drag racers, or, you know, anybody that has a voice in this, because the thing with it is that we all are equal. I don't see nobody being greater than nobody else, regardless of what you do. If you're being blessed with a special something, you know, that still don't make you no greater than nobody, you know, because of the simple fact that everybody's blessed in something we hear. You know, now whether they
utilize
it to
yes,
the point or not, that's a total different story. But I'm trying to give Mr. D a chance to come in before I get started with this. So if we got anybody else that got their hands up, Kevin, or want to come in, ma'am, we'll be more than glad to let them come in.
Hey, Larry, how you doing? This is Tank.
Hey, what up, T?
I was just listening to
you, man.
How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. How you feel?
Oh, I feel good, man. Listen, that's the way you open up and everything. You said a mouthful, I tell you, man. That makes the fans feel like, hey, they appreciate it. And it's nice to hear that every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. The fans are definitely appreciated because, to me, in my own personal opinion, the drag racers, they hold a position, and the fans hold a position, and all the rest of the people hold a position. But sometimes, you know, it's to an extent where all my fellowshipping come through the fans. And I enjoy that, man. That's why I talk about it so much, man, because I enjoy meeting the people. I enjoy the people that like the fact that we've met each other, that we're able to be here together to rejoice with each other and so far and so on, you know. And I don't want to – I don't never want that to end, you know, but I know I'm just passing through. So with that being so, I'm just enjoying myself with that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's my motto.
Yeah.
Fellowship. My motto is fellowship.
Well, hey, you started something with that fellowship, and I've been carrying on ever since you left. You know.
Yeah.
And I think that's what being able to appreciate a good race when you go to them and you get to fellowship with everybody and everything. That takes up the downtime. You get to go and meet everybody and fellowship and meet the people that you're over the phone face to face and everything. So I think it's a good thing to fellowship.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So how's everything been with you?
Oh, everything. We got a lot of rain down here, man. We down here. Everything ain't good, but it's been raining for the last 2 days. Look like we're going to have it for the rest of the weekend. So.
It's about time you're going to get some of the Chicago type weather we've been getting. What's up, man?
You got it, man. Well, we getting it there. We getting it. I tell you.
Yeah.
We're making the grass pretty.
Yeah. Well, with that being said, we're going to try to get started with the show with you all. And the reason I'm doing it that way, because now both of us are in here together. So I'm going to let Mr. D step in and say what he has to say, and then we're going to get this show rolling.
Hey, what's happening, guys? What's happening? Once again, welcome to the Clock Talk with Larry and Brett D. They said Mr. D and Larry, but that goes both ways. That's D and Larry, Larry and D. No big eyes, no little U's in this show here. I'm doing my usual once again, guys, trying to get in here. I just trying to turn a quarter into a dollar. And I don't see how I'm doing it, but I'm trying. I'm trying to get in off this highway while I get rid of noise. Fair, I really appreciate you calling in. And like I said, it's about time you guys get some of the weather we've been having. Let y'all see what it feels like not to be in the race and have some rainy days. And we've been having bad weather here for the longest. We got kind of warm now. But, you know, we had Larry, welcome you guys in, man. You know, without you all, we wouldn't be nothing. We want you to know that. We want to, tonight, in place of me taking, my co-host and I had discussed this earlier, in place of trying to take a topic or just something in particular to discuss, I know most guys are going to be calling in and it's going to be what's happening with the Biz event. And to my knowledge, I'd like to announce that Tony, I said TV, Tony Bynes, got 2 wins so far. They say he knocked off, I think SBO, and then we knocked him off. And he done ran somewhere else, they say he done won. I don't know, I got a guy at the track posted up waiting to call me in with some more win or losses there to come in. So far he hadn't called in, so I'm assuming no more race has taken place. So, you know, we're going to do what we can here tonight and try to get out the truck. But I want, hopefully you guys to call in, let the phone ring. Tonight is going to be more like the things that you want to say. You know, when the clock is off and you're behind the curtain, you tend to say things that you want to say in front of the camera. So tonight we're going to pretend like the camera is off and the clock is off. So that you guys say what you want to say that we're afraid to say. But if the phone rings, over here you got some hands up. Let's bring in some more fans. Let them say what they feel like talking about tonight. Then I'm going to try to get over to a quiet area so I can come back in as soon as I can. Well, Larry, can you hold it down for me for a few more minutes?
Sure. I'll go ahead on and get started with the show. Do we have any more hands up, Kevin? Hello?
He might be in a private room with somebody, probably about to bring him in.
I understand they're going to have a big time race out there today with Tony Vance. They got a big time race with Tony versus someone. If anyone got any information on that, can you please give me a call and let us know what's happening with that?
I do got
one update.
The car that you was talking about earlier that Tony Bynes and them knocked off, that was Boost 12, and they did it with the Wiz Mustang. They call it the Wiz. I think it's gray. It's a nitrous car. And they say he jumped on Boost 12.
Was that a head up race they ran? How did they run that race?
To my knowledge, when I was looking at the post and everything, it was head up. It was head up. They say he handled Boost 12, so. And Boost 12 got twin turbos on it now. I was surprised Tony and Bynes and them drew on him first because, you know how to.
Did Boost 12 make a good pass?
That's the only thing. They didn't clear that up. They didn't have too much on it. They just said he whooped on him. I don't know if Boost 12 made a good – he might not have made a good pass if he got whooped because they said he whooped him. And somebody said he treated him too, though, because I think Trigger Man was driving and he got him off that tree. So sometimes when they get you on that tree, it don't matter if you make a good pass or not. If you giving that man the break, but that he wasn't supposed to get it.
See, that's one of the pet peeve cries that the North have that the South don't want to agree with or accept. See, when you nail me off that tree in the eighth, like you said, giving him a break that he's not supposed to get, man, it's not as hell to get back. That's not as hell to get back. But see, if I got that extra 660, I got a chance to kind of rear in. You know, you get out there, fish hook if you run a 660, and you done got on me. You know, on that 60, you done put 50 a moment.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of hard to get back there, but, you know, I don't have an extra 660 to rear in. And this is why this is why grunge racing, drag, well, we won't get away from that grunge, but why drag racing has been a lifetime of running out the back door. You know?
Yep.
This is why. That's one of the main reason right there. I got a chance to get back. I virtually don't have a chance when you nail them off the last. I told you guys a few times. It's been racing. We went in back in the days with drag driving that we knew if he don't move, we couldn't win. But we were hoping that drag could beat him off that line, and most of the time he did just that. Beat him off that line, that gave us a chance at our money, you know. So, I'm going to go back on mute, and if anything jumps, I'll let them know.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep some of this noise down here.
Everything going to be all right. You just going to get yourself situated. Everything else is under control here. Yeah, so that was a recent race.
I got the greatest co-host in the world. I don't worry about that. When you got the greatest co-host in the world, I got the best producer in the world. I can't miss.
Yeah. But I got your back. That's for sure.
And of course, I got the greatest fans in the world calling in. How can I lose the stuff that I use?
Yeah, okay. I agree with you on the fan part. Yeah, but the second race you said was with who?
That was the first race of the day. I'm finna check now while I'm talking to y'all and see if there's any more updates right now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to go on mute and check this on my, because I could check the Facebook at the same time, see if they left any updates.
Right. And that's why we chose to have open opinion.
Hey, Uncle Larry.
Because, yes, sir.
Uncle Larry.
Yes, sir. Come on, baby boy.
Breaking news. Primetime just got booked by the Yellow Camaro Big Time Racing. I was just on the line with one of the guys at the track. Primetime just got booked with Rambo. The Yellow Camaro that Donye Ruddy ran at 41 last time we was at 41. He the one with
right.
Primetime.
Oh,
is it the Camaro with the black stripes on it, baby boy?
I think that's BJ. That's BJ.
It's all yellow. The tires all yellow.
Yeah, that's
BJ.
That's the guy that whooped Chuck.
You whooped Chuck down.
Right.
Well,
that's good news
for the North. Say he gapped on it.
Yeah,
that's good news for the North. That's good news for the North. Good news for the North. We like to hear that.
Yeah, but
that's what we want to hear. That's good news.
Well,
this is supposed to be the North. This is a stop in rain the North, correct?
I'm gonna go back on mute and wait for some more calls. Or you say gonna call me right back because somebody else supposed to have another word. But he didn't say who it was, but he gonna keep me posted.
Okay, call me. Let me know.
Yeah, do that.
Who did Tony Bonds lose to?
Big Time Racing.
Big Time Racing.
Okay, thank you.
That's some guys with the 69 yellow Camaro. I forgot this guy's name. I can't think of his name right offhand right now. But he always he's always around drag racing talking and we be having a lot of fun and stuff.
Big Time, I think, is that Camaro flying. That Camaro is flying. I've seen him a couple times in action, and I was impressed, very impressed.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, he did a pretty good job last time I saw him. That's a man's Camaro from Gary.
Yeah, it's a car from Gary. Hey, Larry.
Yeah.
Hell, I know. They said that car from Gary, the guy that just booked Tony, I just got a text.
Yeah, that's that yellow. Yeah, it's a yellow black Z69. Yeah, that's man them car. Yep, his name is Man.
So y'all got to play catch up against them, huh?
So that means
y'all got somebody from the south over here. So North playing catch up. It's 2-1.
Right. And correction, y'all, that's a 68 Camaro, not a 69. It's a 68 Camaro. Yeah.
What's going on, Uncle Larry? What's going on, baby boy?
Yo.
What's going
on,
Troy Hood? Man, the lack in the building, man. Just hearing these updates, man. Just wait till next Saturday, though.
Ooh,
it's going down.
Yeah, it's going down. So far, it looks like it's 2-2. I know Tony Bynes won 2, and Big Time Racing won, and I think Butt Naked paid Punk out money. So,
Butt Naked paid Punk out.
Yeah, they say Butt Naked paid Punk out. So, you know, as the updates come, and we'll take it and tally it all up together, you know. But in the meantime, between time, if anybody on this show tonight have anything that they want to comment on or speak on or whatever, we have an open opinion night. And whatever your opinion is, however you feel, you're more than welcome to say it because, you know, that's why I spoke about the fans tonight, you know, and I speak about them majority of the times that I come on the shows. My opinion is that the fans are so very important to the game. It's just unbelievable. You know, and we need each and every one of you all support in the game that we're doing. Even though I'm not drag racing at the time or sitting in an automobile anymore, anything of that nature, but I love the game. And with me loving the game, it's surrounded by people. So I try to become real close and friendly with the people that are friendly and want to have somebody close, a good friend, or somebody to fellowship with. You know, so that's one of the main things that I spoke on tonight, and that was my open opinion, you know. And if anybody else have one in regards to anything that they want to speak on when it comes to this drag racing game, we want y'all to know that your mics are open, and all of them that are not open will be open. And if y'all have something y'all want to say, because in the meantime, we're going to be sitting back and we're going to be waiting on some racing reports coming in so we can find out what's going on as far as the win and the loss records are concerned.
Hey, Larry, what's going on? How you doing, Larry? Uncle Larry, Mr. Reed, Kevin, Baby Boy, Cadillac Joe. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, how's it going, brother?
All right, this is Gunner. If you didn't catch my voice, but I got a question. I want to comment on if anybody knows why the butt naked pay the lockup, why the butt naked pay the punk out money.
The word is that he paid the punk out off. I don't know, but that's the word we got so far.
Okay, well, I know he was locked in with Tommy Guns, right? He was locked in with Tommy Guns to run Tommy. Did Biz even make it up there with his car? Not Biz, but Nick made it up there with his car. You know, he might have had... yes, sir.
When the young man come back on, we'll ask him that question. That's one question that we didn't ask him. I don't know if he made it or not, you know. I just overheard a conversation about the fact that he had paid the punk out, you know. So we can find out as soon as Tom come back in, you know, he comes back in, or he's the baby boy, either one of the two, we should be able to find out.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. Now, Uncle Larry, I heard you mention about next weekend, July 26th, the mother of all graduates for the fast cars up there in the Midwest. Can you re-inform me about what's going down July 26th?
Hey, the sun's gonna fall out the sky, Gunny. That's what's going down. We're gonna have one of the biggest events, one of the best events, and the most important part about it, Gunny Picks, the drag racing is gonna be phenomenal. But the fellowship is gonna be even better than that because of the simple fact that we're going to turn around and we're going to do something and make sure that the fans get something back this time. Once they get into the place, anytime they feel as though that they have any type of hunger pain or anything, they're more than welcome to come and get whatever they want to eat. They don't have to go and pay for anything. The food will be free and the drinks will be free. You know,
we got the background noise. What is that background noise? I can't hear somebody moving and shuffling.
I don't know.
Okay, mute your mic, please, whoever that is wrestling with their clothes.
Yeah.
Whoever's wrestling with their jacket.
Rick, your mic open. Dre.
Was that Detroit Hood TV or was that Big
Boy? I'm here, D. I'm just listening to Gunny Picks, my buddy.
Hey, Drag, what's happening? Is this Drag right there?
Yes, sir. What's going on, y'all?
Well, what's going on? Hey, Drag, I know you got the race coming up August 3rd. Can you let us know what's going on August 3rd? Well, actually, it's the 2nd and the 3rd, but I know you're working in conjunction. You're working in consultation with Don Ye, even though you're having it both days. I think you're going to step out on the 2nd and come on over to enjoy Don Ye, if I'm not mistaken. But my intentions are to be there August 3rd.
Okay, yeah, well, I appreciate you, Gunnett. But, you know, I can count on you every year. You've always been there at every one of these races, you and Larry and D and everybody else. And for those, there's a lot of people. It's not just now getting the news. We have the third annual grudge race, big drag grudge race weekend at Byron Dragway, the first and one of the first, actually the first, four-lane drag strip that was ever made. Super nice drag strip, super nice facility, you know, where people get treated right there. What we have is August the 2nd and the 3rd. Saturday, which is the 2nd, will be qualifying for the quick race and testing and tuning and grudge racing all day long, you know, free food, free non-alcoholic beverages and things for everybody, anybody. I don't care who you are. If you're hungry, come eat. And on Sunday, we're going to have the shootout, the big-time shootout, everybody known that knows that they expect to see the big tie car, 6 second quarter mile run. In the Midwest here, I try to continue to promote the quarter mile racing. You know, not that I have anything against eighth mile, but it's just what I grew up on, and I like to keep it going if I could. If something happens to the point where we do have to change from quarter mile to eighth mile due to the wind high or the track is not as good on the other end, then we will compensate and make that change. But for the most part, these are quarter mile races that I like to put on. This is August the 2nd and 3rd, with the big day being the 3rd. We have also another race that Donnier's having on the 2nd of August in Cordova, Illinois, which is only an hour tops, hour and 10 minutes away from where Byron is. So my intention is to make sure everything I got is running smooth on Saturday. And sometime in the early afternoon, I'm going to take off from my race, and I'm going to go over there and support Donnier because he is a Midwestern dude, you know, and he's a fellow racer. He comes to our races, you know, and he will be at my race on the 3rd. So for the people that is kind of drawn in between or getting tugged these different ways, you know, we have time to do them both, y'all. If we could, I would ask the guy try to make both races if they could, you know. But if you can't make them both, I do understand myself.
But you know what, Drag.
When is the big race coming up? You gonna hold that to Sunday, or you a member over on Saturday?
No, I'm gonna hold it over to Sunday. I'm holding the big, you know, the finale is gonna be on Sunday. But the qualifying for the fast cars will be on Saturday. With one qualifier Sunday morning. So if they wanted to hold out and wait till Sunday to come, then they will get there in time enough to see one qualifier around 11:30 in the morning, and then we'll start the shootout at about, you know, between 12:30 and 1 o'clock.
Will the test and tune
will go on all day, every day, for both days. And another thing I forgot to mention, it is grudge racing is priority. So anyone that wants to do any grudge racing, all they got to do is contact me or see me on the starting line. I'm always pitted right there at the starting line. So find me, and we'll move the grudge racers around the crowd and bring them up to have their grudge race. And I don't care if it's 2 14-second cars. If you got a grudge race, you're a priority, so we will bring you guys ahead of the line.
And it doesn't get any better than that. So once again, Drag, you are keeping grudge racers to the front. You know, I can't even take to the front, but you are definitely taking your grudge race into consideration. And, Drag, I appreciate that. And one last thing I want to say, because everybody knows I can be long-winded, I want everybody to pay attention to Big Drag and Donnier, how they are working together. And even though the races are both on the same day, they are working in consultation to some precedents right there. I mean, you know, man, there's enough in this for everybody. We don't have to be crabs. We don't have to be stingy. And we don't have to stick and put your knife in each other's back to get out there and have a good time and to go ahead and earn a little bit for racing programs or to help your buddy or for whatever you're
Speak for yourself, Gunnit.
Who is that right there? What crab is that?
Speak for yourself, Gunnit.
That's Detroit Hood TV. There you go. What's that in Detroit?
How you know that was me pranking you?
hey, man.
How you know that had to put me out there like that?
Hey, Detroit Hood. Oh, Detroit Hood, you like me more. It's playtime. Whenever you on the phone, it's automatic playtime. How you doing today, sir? Let me ask you a question, Detroit Hood. Are you going to Donnier on August 2nd? Where will you be at on the 2nd and the 3rd?
The 2nd, I'm trying to go to Donnier. I'm trying to go to both of those, actually. I'm trying to go there and then make the hour across.
Okay.
The thing on Detroit
Hood, the glory part is about it. The whole deal is Donnier's race is actually further west than where my race will be. But in order to get to Donye's race, you have to go past where my race is at. So it only makes sense that we all support Donye. Nobody's going out of the way when they're coming back to Byron, to my race. You know, you got to come that way anyway to go home. Cordova is located on it's the first exit one when you cross the Illinois-Iowa border off of Interstate 80, and I think, don't hold me to this, I think it's Highway 82 or 84, but it is the first exit when you're going west on Interstate 80. You will get off at the first exit getting into Iowa, which will be Bettendorf, Iowa. And the track is probably 15 minutes tops off of Interstate 80 and the exit. So that's the way people come across. They come across 80, especially you guys. It wouldn't make sense to go the way that we go to Byron because you guys coming from Detroit. You'll jump on 80-94, which, you know, where you catch that in Gary, Indiana. You guys are familiar with that. And then what you do, you keep on Interstate 80 like you're going to Iowa. And as soon as you cross, I mean immediately, as soon as you cross the Illinois-Iowa border, that's the exit, the first exit. You get off and you go to Cordova. You make a right-hand turn. When you come down to the bottom of the exit, you make a right, and you're on the road of the track. All you do is keep driving on that road. I think it's Highway 82 or 84, one of the two. And you just run
it's
that all around.
It's going to say Cordova, Rick. I mean, because now it's going to say Cordova, and it is 82.
Okay.
It's 82.
They're trying too close to each other for me not to go to both. That would be fun.
Yeah, it's a good deal. Cordova's a good track. I think Donye found a good place to have his race at. The only thing that's kind of messed up about this deal, but like Gunner said, we're working together on it, I don't think Donye maliciously booked on top of my race. Maybe he was in a position where, you know, he just couldn't get anything. But, with respect in mind, he did book Saturday, knowing that Saturday is more of a testing tool day for me. And my big deal is on Sunday. So, I mean, I got no problem with Donye. I'm going to support him myself. I've got a team of guys that's going to leave Byron with me, and we're going to go over to support Donye. If it's only for a few hours, you know, we're going to let him know that, you know, we back him with what he's doing. No problem.
Yep.
And you know, that's a precedent. In my mind, that's a serious precedent. You know what I mean? Because, man, listen, we're all in this together. And at that point, I'm going to just turn it over. I will say this. I will be in Maryland on the 2nd. I'm going to catch a flight out. We're going to probably drive from Maryland back out to Chicago that night. When the race is over that night, I'm going to either go to the airport in the morning or I'm hitting the road that night, coming back out to support Big Drag. Unfortunately, I can't make it on the 2nd. I'm obligated to Larry Chief years ago for some things he's done. And I'm in a position to fulfill my obligation, fulfill my debt this year, Larry Chief. Donye's a great supporter, and I don't want my Midwestern supporters to think that I got to pick those defenders up, because I have not. I'm just making it better and making it stronger for the Midwest and the Northeast.
Well, you know, we appreciate you, Gunner. You know, we don't get a chance to talk to you all the time about all the inside stuff that you do for us.
Hold on a second, Rick. Can you find that background noise, please? Larry, if you can find that background noise.
Gunnit, your
that
kids
out.
Is fighting, Gunnit. Calm them down.
I wouldn't mind.
Hey, Drag. Melvin, man.
Yeah. What's up, Mel?
You got it, man. Hey, look, Tony Bynes just got beat by your boy Big Time Racing, man, with that yellow Camaro.
Hey, that's what they told me, man beat him. But, you know, they say the North is soft.
Yeah, well.
And it's off
no more. Hey, Rick, we're not wishing South no bad level. Damn sure glad there's one for the North. You see, the North invading the South. The South invading the North, so we're damn sure glad there's one for us.
Everything's sweet you can't eat.
Hey.
Now, Drag, No, it wasn't no Gap Band
what
thing.
What is that background noise? What is that background noise we got going on?
Well, it's not me, Larry. It's not me. Maybe you ought to sit the guys down.
Larry, can
you hear
me? Larry. Yeah. What's happening, little Tony?
Uh-oh.
What's happening, baby?
What's going on, little Tony?
Hey, nothing, man. I just called in to show support.
Dude, Tony.
I don't know, because that background noise might be me. I'm out with my niece.
Hey, little Tony, can you let us know what's going on for next weekend, man? Like Uncle Larry said, man, the sun gonna fall out the sky. I know Tony Bond's supposed to come back. And I know we're supposed to make it right back up there. I'm looking forward to seeing them back at 131 when they came and with a lot of excitement the first time. Let us know what's shaking.
Hey, man, July 26th, we got the Midwest Grudge Nationals hands down. It'll be the biggest event of the season. We got a $10,000 guaranteed payout. It don't matter if don't cars show up. You got $10,000. All you got to do is break the beam and make a buy run, and we're going to pay off like a slot machine. It's a family event, as always. Anybody who's been to our events know that we have a hospitality tent, all the food and beverages for free all day for the families. Bounce houses for the kids to keep the kids occupied. So, you know, we encourage everybody to bring their families out. We have a DJ playing music all day, and we got countless grudge races locked in. The money is up. The stage is set. We got so many grudge races for Saturdays, the guys start saying meet Friday, and they're going to start doing them Friday. So we should have a real good event. Anybody who's ever raced it at Martin know that, I mean, it's the creme de la creme of drag strips. I mean, it's an excellent facility, excellent surface. The staff hospitality is top-notch. So, you know, we hope everybody come out and support and have a good time and, you know, we appreciate the patronage that we've had over the years.
Tony, can I ask you a question? How much is the spectator fee?
How much what?
How much is the gate fee?
$25.
Okay, and how much is it for the check card?
Kids 10 and under are free.
Okay. How about the check card? How much is it for the check card?
Gunny, I don't even remember offhand, and I don't want to misquote. Because I know everything I say can and will be held against me, so I don't have it in front of me. So if you get with Junior, going clocks off, we got it all posted on there. All the rules of the shootout and all the intricacies and everything.
I got an important question, Tony.
Yes, sir.
For the people that's scared to get drawed on, because it's going to be a lot of grudge in that, because they all talking shit right now. But for the people that's scared to get drawed on, is y'all going to have the bouncy house there?
Yes, sir. There will be bouncy house for the fake ass race. Yeah.
Okay, then we're going to need that bouncy house, because some
clean,
people talking
clean,
a good
clean,
game on Facebook.
Clean socks are required. Yeah. And the shootout.
Hey,
go ahead.
Of
the shootout are 29.10.5W or 315 and smaller. Any rear suspension, any engine combination, stock style front suspension, no bars. It's Pro Tree Track Rules 8th Mile. $5 is 10% buy-in. $5 buy-in. And, $10,000 payout, no car minimum.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard that. You have heard that, ladies and gentlemen. You have heard it. You heard it from the man himself. So, Uncle Larry, Mr. D, is Mr. D on the phone?
He in the truck, but he on the line.
Okay, well,
sir,
let me
ask you. I'm just trying to get it.
turn a quarter into a dollar so I can attend that event next week.
Okay, okay. I know I didn't hear you on. I was just wondering where you at. But Tony, let me ask you a question. Tony, what do you have? Is there anything going on to rekindle that rivalry between Illinois and Michigan? What do you have going on for that? Is there a trophy? Is there a fifth kick of the ass? Or is there a wall of shame, a hall of fame? What do you have going on for who takes the most grudge wins, between Michigan and Illinois? Because, you know, Illinois has been kicking your teeth down your throat when it came to that money, Tony.
The Tony.
I think we lost him.
What you asking? What kind of award he got for Illinois?
I'm trying to find out what he's what.
Trying to find out what kind of award he's going to have for Illinois.
Yeah, what kind of award he's going to have for Illinois. You're right. Detroit, I know you're a secret fan of Illinois, so you can go ahead and you can give me your money, and I'll go ahead and I'll bet it against Detroit for you, and nobody will know.
No, I've been monitoring Facebook now. I think we bring in the heavier hitters than them this week because they kicked us in the teeth last week with them two cars, and we want revenge back. So the heavy gun's going to be after Turbo GT and SVO because we had water pistols last week at the track, and they brought AK-47s, and we need some get back on that.
It's going to be the same outcome. Don't worry about it. Don't worry
SVO
about it.
Turbo GT handled our whole track. So, it's a bounty on them two. The heavy hitters will be looking for them. It's a bounty. They can't get away with what they got. They got away with murder last week. So it's personal. They shouldn't have came here out their backyard, came to our backyard, and freaking put us on some depends and left. I'm like, oh my goodness, they was running though. But them two cars, we got it out for them now. They showed us. You never pull out the machine gun and set it on the front porch. We're gonna try to run up and take it. They did the job though. I'm not gonna lie. They kicked our teeth in all the way. We need some new teeth for good dental plans.
And I tell you what. Actually, with the car motorcycle, it is a $20 tech card fee. So for the cars and the bikes, it is a $45 tech card fee and entry fee. For spectators, it's a $25 admission. And once again, all provided by the Motor City Mafia. It is courtesy. The food is on the house. Eat until it's all gone. As a matter of fact, last year, they were taking back whole chickens, backing them up, taking back whole chickens. And Tony said he was going to take on down to the charity house to feed the public. Also, I see right here, you know, there's door prizes going on. So they got a lot of things going on for the event, during the event, you know, something keep going, keep the fans going. And the last thing I want to say is that there's two more events coming up, one August 30th and the other October 4th. And it's going down. That's what it is. I also want to add that gates open on Saturday at 9 a.m., and we run until midnight. We run until the very next day. So we just need to find out when Tony comes back on, if somebody can tell us what time does the track open up on Friday.
And the other good thing about this here, Gunny, all this is sponsored by clocksoff.com. You know, the good thing about it is that we got four events coming up in a row. We got the 26th, we got Gagne's race, we got Big Jag's race, then we got Big Sham and Leroy and them following September the 6th. You know, we're gonna try to knock a chip out the earth. We want to make this be something great, and that's why I speak about the fans, because we don't want y'all to miss what's gonna go down now, because it's going down.
And you know what? Let me add for everybody that feels. Yes, sir.
For a moment, I'm going to go back on the news. I know we probably won't have them ready for the 26th, but can you speak on my product for Clock Stop as well as our T-shirts I have, things that we will be having coming in the near future? Can you let them know some insight on that? Like, what's coming?
Okay, I'm glad you said that. Actually, when the show is over and I hang up the phone, I'm going into the shop to start pulling the Clock Stop T-shirts. If everything goes well, we will have some Clock Stop T-shirts July 26th. So far as the hats, and the other gear, we're going to hold off on that for a little while because we're not getting quality material. Well, you got to hold off on that. And, you know, just as soon as we can, Detroit Hood, we will have hats, but we cannot in good faith put out cheap quality and cheap workmanship.
I don't care if it's cheap. I want a hat.
I care, and that's the main thing. Box off cares. We care. We care what we put out there. Truly, we care. We don't want your shirts rolling up around your neck if you're a bigger guy and you need a bigger neck. We're trying to accommodate everybody. You know what I mean? We truly care, and especially
will we have a shirt that fits drag, you know, like about a 10X.
Oh yeah, man, we got a 7X a big drag.
Hey, got it. I still got
yes,
that
sir.
5X you gave me. I gave it to my grandson.
Hey, Drag, let me ask you a question. On Saturday and Sunday, what time does the gates open up at your event? What time are you opening the track?
Gates open at 9:00. Engines can start up and run at 10:00, and we run till dark. And we do the same thing on Sunday. We run till dark. But like I said, the engines can start at 10:00, but the guys can cook. And the great thing about Byron, they got showers, you know, and the washrooms, really clean washroom facilities. The guys really do not have to go get a hotel. If they come in on Saturday, they can stay the night, but they got to be secure by 10 o'clock. They got an Ogle County police officer that will be at the gate at 10 o'clock. He's not letting nobody in, and he's not letting nobody out, including me, with a car. So once your race car is inside that gate at 10 o'clock at night, you cannot get it out of there till the next day. And it's been like that for 3 years. We've had a very good deal turnout like that. Nobody has lost anything. No cars have been stolen or anything of that nature. So, I mean, it's pretty much a family-friendly type deal. At nighttime, we all still be up sitting around the motorhome outside laughing, joking, playing cards, you know, cooking, watching TV and things like that.
And, Drag, you got your sister-in-law going to be making that big chicken again, Perry's wife?
Yes, sir. My sister will be there, and they'll all be cooking. Like always, everybody will have, you know, a complete line of food. I always give the credit for this, Gunner, but I can't take all the credit. I got my guys like D and Frank out of Gary. You know, them guys cook. They bring food. You know, they contribute even if they have to go to the store and buy food. They bring food with them. So that's what makes it possible for me to be able to have all the food and feed everybody. You know, like last year we had fish, we had steaks, we had pork chops, we had bratwurst, sausage, burgers, potato salad, macaroni, spaghetti. We had everything there, y'all. And we plan on having it all again this year. Coleslaw, corn on the cob. I mean, it's a big deal for me because I only get a chance to really do this one time a year, and I try to do it at the best of my ability. This year, this will be my second race, the first race at this track this year, for this year. And I also have a race coming September 14th at Union Grove, which we will be promoting it real hard after this August the 2nd, 3rd race.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what's going to happen? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Hey, Gunnett. You know the first time that Big Drag had the Big Drag Day weekend and you showed up there, I had went and I had something to eat. And after I went and had something to eat, I said, hey, Gunnett, you want to go around here and get something to eat? He said, where? I took you around there to the trailer. We rode around there to the trailer in the golf cart. When you finished eating, they brought you back around to the trailer in a wheelbarrow. He was so full.
Yeah.
They had all the wood. Drag was just talking about they had to get the wheelbarrow.
Hey, look at that for a minute. Hey, according
to the man. Has anyone heard anything new? Hello. Has anyone heard anything new as far as what's wrong with the track? Has anyone got any update reports on anyone else raised? Did Leon and Will Dog get their raised off? Anyone know of? Anyone been checked? If so, please let us know.
Yeah, we still waiting on a report to come in. We're waiting on Ty and we're waiting on Baby Boy.
Hey, I tell you what, hey Larry, from last year, I mean when I first came up there, according to Leroy and rest in peace, old Chester Big Hammer, you know what I'm saying? Big Drag was serving fried calamari, and I was dipping it in marinara sauce, according to Leroy and Chester. Hey, I tell you what, Drag, you ain't gonna have no more fried calamari up there, are you? I don't like marinara sauce. When I eat my clams, I like to eat them raw.
Okay, fellas, I got an update. They're not updating me very fast on 41. They kind of lagging with those. But it's an update from down south. The Tony Wright shadow race is not going to happen. The weather has overtaken them. So that's not going. Yep.
Right.
They just posted that on No Times.
Okay.
So that race is for another day. It can't quite happen.
It's been down here all day, and it hasn't been drizzling either. It's been straight showering hard. And
well, you know what, Gunn? That stuff can move from here to there.
Did anyone hear anything as far as the fuck nigga race? So did he actually pay to fuck that out? Anything on that? Did he post anything on fuck nigga race?
Yeah. We would
I'm sorry,
like
it took me a little bit to get in here. Post on Butt Naked says it only has 5 comments, but it says the punk out has been paid, and they're not sure if he's there. And then somebody posted that he's still on the way. So that's a question mark for me, because there's 2 posts on that, but they're very vague. And there's not, but the punk out's been paid on the Butt Naked race,
but
they're not even sure. Go ahead. I'm not sure if that car is even there, actually, or Butt Naked's even there.
Well, I'll tell you what,
somebody commented on that he's still on the way, so.
Can we get him on the phone, Larry? Butt Naked?
Let me check with my producer, see can we get him on the phone here. I'm going to see can we get him, or can we get someone from the south to get him on the line for us. I'll let you know in one moment.
All right. And I just want to let everybody know, once again, go to clocksoff.com and click on the forums tab. Last weekend, we were up in Fayetteville. We were supporting Long Island Joe, and we were supporting the Four Horsemen. I have some videos up. I have some footage up and whatnot. Can you guys go on and take a look at the video? Tell me what you think. I see he ran, actually, it's a Mopar with a Chevy engine in it called the Green Hornet. He ran J.C. Richardson. And J.C. Richardson lost. He defeated J.C. Richardson, and Buddy Blow had a good time. He talked trash till his mouth couldn't talk no more. J.C.'s credit, he tried to go back and run. He did everything in his power to get them to run back again. Buddy Blow said they were willing to run again, but the owner of the car, Mr. Bissett, he didn't want to run anymore that night. He said he was feeling ill. And, you know, that's that. But I want to know if anybody could tell me what happened to J.C. Richardson's car. Well, why did he go towards the wall? He left good. He left, looked like he was going straight. And when the car went up, it came back down, and he was headed towards the wall. So, once again, click on clocksoff.com. Go to the forum section. It's called The Green Hornet versus J.C. Richardson. I need some education. Oh, by the way, Little Tony, if you're on the line, you can hear me. Buddy Blow said he ain't studying no Motor City Mafia, and he ain't studying none of the Midwestern races either.
The tone has dropped for a minute. My producer is trying to get him back on now. We're trying to get him back.
Hey, you know, Gunner, that's kind of strange, Gunner, that Richardson said that, because Tony Bynes said the same thing.
Well, you know, it wasn't Richardson. It wasn't J.C. It was Buddy Blow. Buddy Blow got a nasty mouth. Ooh, he got a jazzy mouth. Now, I'm going to tell you like this. When he first said it, before he got out there and started doing his thing, he was a little... He had a little bit of trepidation about saying anything against the Midwest. He was very respectful. But after he got them wins under his belt, and, you know, his pockets got a little fat, you know what I'm saying, his mouth got jazzed. So,
what kind of car you got, Gunn? What kind of car you got?
Buddy Blow has a red S10 with Willie balls on it.
A big tire car, a little tire car?
He runs it all. He runs 28s, 29s, and he's also able to stick a bigger tire under the car, too. But he said out of his mouth that he likes to run 29s and 28s on the truck. And, you know, so he doesn't like to get into what's in his truck. You know what I mean? All he says is get the other lane. And I let him know. I said, that's the way the Midwestern graduates, they like that. He said he doesn't discriminate. He said he doesn't just run trucks. He said he'll run a Mustang, he'll run a car, he'll run anything. But forewarned is forearmed. Buddy Blow will try to stick the living shit out you. Buddy Blow will stick the fuck out you. And if he can't stick you good, he don't mind telling you he ain't going to race.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say that. You guys got to deal with Buddy Blow pretty soon. We're going to see if we can't get him up there for somebody to come out here and kick his teeth down his throat for him. He needs to
Where from? Where you from? Where you from, Gunnett?
He's from out of North Carolina.
Okay.
He's from out of North Carolina. As a matter of fact, he gave a shout-out to Old Sweet Potato. They also called him Sweet Potato. And when I told him there was a Sweet Potato up in Chicago, he said he killed that Sweet Potato native.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, let me hurry up and get this video. Hey, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting ready to go on. Let me edit this video. Let me get it up so you guys can hear how Buddy Blow wants to interact with the Midwest. I want everybody to know what it is all for each day. Everybody's having fun. But I hope to have this video up within the next 2 hours. But there's plenty of other stuff on clocksoff.com. Please use the website. Make yourself familiar with it. And most importantly, talk to me on the forum. Let me know how you feel about what you see. And we're going to keep it moving from there. Big Drag, I hope to see you August 3rd. And Detroit Hood TV, hold it down for the team on August 2nd and the 3rd. And
there is no team.
He's
trash team
left in the race. Prime time.
There's only I and team. You said the video will be up in 2 hours? Okay, I'm going to check it out tomorrow when it's really going to be up.
You're about right.
Okay,
You know something. But hold on, let me hear the last update. Somebody was about to say about Prime Time Detroit. When I fry your ass, boy, I'm going to deep fry you so hard. I'm going to fry you to a trick. Hey, somebody
hey guys,
was giving an update
hey
about Prime Time.
Hey, guys, we got Mr. Levin on. The one if he's going to assassinate Drag, we're going to bring him in. Let's see if he got an update for Melvin. Your mic is open. Melvin, your mic is open.
Melvin.
Yeah, I'm going nowhere. I want to stay on. I want to hear who's going to assassinate Drag. I'm still here. Come on, Melvin.
Yeah, he said he's going to put it on, Big Drag. He want to go down the track with Saturday Legend one time. He said he's not going to do nothing with his car until he runs drag. And his car is ready for fast action, so he's saving until he runs drag. I told him he was going to run a Living Legend his own time, so we're going to try to get him on there. Melvin, one time, your mic is open. Okay, yeah, he's at the track, so it's possible he can't hear. But his mic is open. He will come in, so let's just we'll go to the next caller.
Melvin going to make me put some whiz bars on that old Ford.
That's right, Melvin. He's at the track, though. Yeah.
Hey, Big Drag.
Hey, what's up, Larry? Yeah. Big Drag.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Big Drag, I feel really good about this. So the reason I feel so good about it, Drag, I got all my old friends over here with me, man, you know, and we having fun. We fellowshipping, Drag, you know, and I feel real good about the Drag because, you know, this is what we used to do, Drag. And I like that, and I like being on this page. I know you're familiar with what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You know what, Larry? And Rick and I talked about it earlier. You know, our main man, Mr. Gunny, talked about it earlier tonight also. We're not trying to separate racing. We're trying to knit glue racing. You know, if we can incorporate some of the guys from the South into our show, we want them to support our show like we did there. You know, we call this show all the time. I still call Burgeoning Show. I listen to Dog Show. I listen to BET Show. We're not going to stop listening to their show because we have our own show. And if we could do that together, that's coming to cohesiveness. You know, that's what drag racing needs. We don't need confrontation. We need cohesiveness in racing. That's what DLR is about. We're trying to put it together, not separate it. So that's what we're going to do here. That's why we don't have any confrontation on this show. There's no big eyes on this. This is not the DLR show. This is the DLR, Larry, and D. We don't have that on this show here. Anyone can, mic is open, freewheel to say what you want to say. You know, bring it the way you want to bring it, and we're going to try to respond to it the best way we possibly can. But I got to get back on my on me because I got a lot of noise here.
You know what? It don't really make a difference in how we introduce ourselves. And the reason I say a lot of time, most of the time, you hear me say, this is the Mr. D and the Larry Show. It don't matter how we introduce. The most important thing about this is getting the job done. I support him. He supports me. A fair exchange ain't no robbery nowhere over the universe. You know,
right.
And my thing with it is we want to make sure that we keep on pushing this fellowship thing because of the simple fact that I'm for real about this. It ain't no shame in my game. I'm for real about this, and I tell anybody I'm for real about it. I've been knowing Big Drag for many moons. Big Drag will tell you he and I have never had any negative things said between us or nothing of that nature. We always been the same way we are now, and that's the way I feel like it should be. You know.
I agree with you, Larry, and you know.
Did Melvin ever come here?
Larry.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
How you doing, son?
Remember, I'm saying you're the track. Anything new happening there? Can you let us in on something?
Larry.
Ain't nobody can.
Yeah,
I'm right here.
It's Tyrone. It's Tyrone. I think you keep talking to me. Tyrone, big time.
Okay. Yeah, Tyrone. What's going on, Big G?
You got it. What's up, Drag?
What's going on? Who this?
Tyrone.
What up, Tyrone?
What's happening, brother? How you doing?
I'm good. Where you been, bro?
Man, I'm just laying low working.
Okay. I ain't heard nothing from you. You ain't been fooling with your stuff, so I ain't heard from you.
Yeah, I put that to the side right now, brother. I'm on something else, you know?
I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be looking forward to seeing you. At the race, Tyrone, if it's just on the 3rd, you know, whenever day you come, but we're looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
For sure, I'll be. Yeah, hey,
right.
D.
Hey, Drag, you know we're going to do what we do, Drag. You know we coming.
Oh, we're gonna have a ball sitting on that wall now. You know, that's what we do. We sit on that wall right there, and that's where all the BS starts.
Yes, it does. All these events coming one right behind another. So far and so on, man, it's going to be good, Drag. I know it's going to be good, you know.
I'm going to be at Tony Race, too, contemplating on bringing the Henry, but I'm scared to bring it and hurt it, you know, and then don't have it ready for the next race, but I got some sorting out to do this week, but I really would like to bring the Henry and run it before I can make kind of get it, you know, dialed totally in so Melvin don't whoop me too bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, the Henry car is almost ready, too, so I got a lot of work to do on it this coming week. The Ford is. I just need to put a set of wheelie bars on the Ford.
You better go make the wheelie bars already. You ain't
know
there for
the wheelie. I might have to bring that old Ford off the start line a little bit harder. The way Melvin been beating on his chest.
Just go hang him back.
Yeah, I don't want, you know, it ain't did nothing stupid yet, but I'm going to have to step it up, so I'm worried about it might want to stand up on me.
Melvin said he can't wait. He said his car is ready for action, but he don't want to do nothing to make sure you're hurting that he's waiting on you.
Melvin ain't doing no touches or nothing. He's key on kill.
He on kill.
Yes,
and Melvin said if he happened to red light, he wants you to stop and mag it up. He want to whoop you fast square.
Yeah.
And he says motor sound so good until when he heard it he turned it off.
Yeah, right. But again, we got look here, guys, we got the guys from the south came up here and paid the north. And from the look, from the point that I'm getting, it's not looking too good for them. So we want to send them home full. We're going to give them a bit of cornbread to take home with them.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. You going to eat your cornbread.
Oh, Trevor. Don't say that, sir.
You talking to me?
Yeah, I think you're talking to you.
No, not at all. I want you to have it. Willie, you mind passing this down to...
Hey, no, hi, Willie. Don't pass your cornbread to him. That's your cornbread.
Ray, I'm a grown man, okay? I'm not going to eat this cornbread. If he wants the cornbread, damn it. Have the cornbread.
Now, if he wants some cornbread, let him go up to the front and get his own portion of cornbread. That's your cornbread. Fuck him. Hey, man, he going to eat his cornbread, all right? Fuck you.
Ray, look, I don't need you to take up for me. I'm all right. I'm a grown man. I can handle it.
If you let him have your cornbread, you're going to be ironing his drawers and clipping his toenails.
Maybe I ought to eat your cornbread.
Oh, motherfucker, you can't have my cornbread. That's for damn sure. Because if you try to take my cornbread, part two of my killing spree going to begin up in here on your ass right now. If you think about my cornbread, they get the taste out your mouth. That's for damn sure. Now, fuck him. Fuck that. Because I'm from New York City, goddammit. Nobody take no cornbread from me. And that go for you and any other you motherfucking farmers want to try some shit. You fuck around with me, it's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Get up! Hey, girl. You going to eat your cornbread.
For the guys from the South, there's going to be some consequences and repercussions when you come to the North. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Larry, okay, I had to make sure I was still in there. If I go home, man, I'll do what they want to do. I want to make sure I was still in there.
We still on. We still on.
I said that's right.
Hey, guys.
Hey, D.
What? Yes, sir.
I'd like to play that second one. I'd like for Kevin to play that second one, and we'll dedicate that one to Tony Bynes.
Yeah, we're going to get him in for a night over. Look at guys, while I got a little quiet section here. For all those out there, especially my fans, if you're looking for some good mechanic work at a real good price, go to 7229 South Sealy. Some young brothers over there doing damn good work for you guys. 7229 Sealy. If you're looking for some engine work, you got one of the best engine builders I believe in the United States are out. Called TK Racing. He was on with me a few weeks ago, and he gives you his number. Later on, I'm never going to repeat his number to you one more time. But he's very easy to find. He's on the web. He's got a web page up. And you can always get him through Rick or myself. TK Racing, one of the best guys you're going to find in the engine world. If you want to go fast, go to TK. With that being said, I'm going to turn it back over to my sidekick for Larry. Hold it down, and I'm going to get that joint up for you in 1 second.
All right, D. Yeah, so Big Drag, what you think about it so far from what you hear on the North-South report, Big Drag?
It's 2-2, right? 2-2?
Yeah.
Well, that's even, you know, that's even. I like to see, you know, I like those guys. I like Tony B and all them guys, you know, the person that they are. But when they come over here, I want to see them beat up bad. I just want to see them beat up bad come over here. So I'm rooting for my home team, you know, I hope the North can pull it out, which I know they can, but, you know, sometimes they let these guys talk them into doing their races, like this 8-mile stuff, you know. You're in quarter-mile country. You should be running quarter-mile, but nevertheless, they're doing it, and they're making the best of it. So whatever they do, I'm gonna back them regardless.
Yeah, because, you know, I know once before they came here. And when they came here, Tony Bynes came here, and he won that race. Tate car went out of control to hit the wall. He won that race, and it was another race that he had won. He did his thing. But I also remember that when it was our turn to go south, we went down there. We did our thing, but I was trying to figure what was the. I never did see any video coverage. And I never did hear any more about that. I don't recall us ever getting any recognition for that, you know. So my 10%.
Larry, you're not going to get any. It's going to be hard for us to get some YouTube time when the guy that's doing the filming is from there. You know, we didn't have the guy from there. If Gunny had been down there filming it, I'm sure we would have got some YouTube time. But with that being said, I'm like Dre. I have a good relationship with those guys. Actually, Wick and I talk, you know, sometimes during the week. I call the man just kick it with him. But I want them to see the brakes beat off of once they come up here. Now, when they go back home, I want them to have a safe trip back. But I want them to go home with their pockets a little lighter than they were when they came up. Because the North, we definitely want the North to come out of here. If it's just one race of here, as long as we come out on top.
And when we think about the North.
Big Drag was standing there when it all took place. He was standing right there.
Yeah, we beat him. We won like 7-2 when we went down south at Macon. Gunner Pig knows about it. He was sick that night. He was mad at me the way we was calling him at the restaurant about the whooping that we put on the boys.
Yes, indeed. But at the same time, you know, we still got a lot of people. We still have a lot of people that's not ready yet, you know. And when those people get ready, whatever time that it takes for them to get their cars 100% to do what they got to do, I don't think that it's going to be the same thing that's been said, that we are not nothing, you know, we ain't nobody and all that. I don't think that's going to continue. I think that's going to stop.
Can you get rid of
that noise who's ever gathered in the phone, because it's difficult for us to speak.
Some of it's me. I'm going to mute this mic and I'll cut back in when I can.
I don't think it's you, D. It's still going on while you're on the phone.
It's gone, not Dre.
Yeah, okay. What I was going to say, you know, not. By no means are we trying to cut the South cars down, man. Them dudes got some fast cars. But you know, they need to know that there's some fast cars over here too. And they got an advantage over us because they able to race, you know, basically all year round. You know, the worst weather that they see, you know, on a race weekend is probably 40-some degrees. You know, in some instances for us, 40-some degrees is good days for us. So with that being said, you know, when they can race in January and February and March, you know, we are still waiting on the track to open. And a year like we've had this year ain't really been a good year for the North, because we've been had a lot of rain. So anybody that wanted to do any racing and testing and stuff, you know, they sitting around waiting on the conditions to change. So now that even makes it worse for us. But I'm not making any excuses, you know, for the guys. I'm just stating facts.
That's what it
but
is.
But we're going to have a really good race next week. I would love to see all the South guys, you know, come to Martin next weekend. Now, that's a premier drag strip. That place is state-of-the-art, you know, and it's always good, the traction and stuff there. And hopefully some of these guys can return back, and then they'll really get to the thick part of some good Midwestern racers, because they'll all be there. I actually got a friend that called me that wants to run the $10,000 race, and he's got a Mopar in it. I'm telling you, it's a straight monster, bro.
I hear that.
Yep.
Yeah, but that's what Clocked Off is for, Drag. For us to
take this
thing.
For us to take this thing
to the highest level, Drag, to try to make it so that we all get together and fellowship together, you know,
mm-hmm.
and join. And together and make this thing big. You know, if we all do what we're supposed to do and make it big, then that's what it would be. You know, and that's the reason why I'm a firm believer in that fellowship thing, you know, what I was speaking of. You know, if we do this and we utilize and we pull it together, Drag, I think that it would be a beautiful thing, Drag.
You know something, Larry? We got guys like, you know, L.A. L.A. been around us since the 70s, you know, in the Chicago race and at OSHA shop. L.A. makes it a point every year to come to my race. He comes all the way from Mississippi, bro.
Sure.
He comes all – he don't have a race car. He you know, L.A. is settled now, retired and everything. He ain't even trying to race nothing himself, but he enjoyed coming here and fellowshipping with all of us, the guys that, you know, he came up in the game with and he watched and raced all these years. So, I mean, for my race – It's major, it's really a big deal when you mention fellowship. You know what I'm saying? I get a chance to see all, and for those that don't know Cliff Williams, Cliff is an old-time 70s Mopar racing son of a gun turned reverend. He's a reverend now. He will be at my race August the 2nd. Cliff will be at my race.
Yeah.
So anybody that remember Cliff from the 70s, the 60s and 70s, had the Mopar call, the Persuader, which he still have that car sitting in his garage right now. But, you know, his reverending duties, you know, don't mix with his racing and stuff like that. And, you know, his call for God, he's doing things over in Africa and different places, you know, trying to help the world get better. He will be in the house at my race. I have confirmed that on August the 2nd. Actually, is a cousin of mine. Cliff and Clarence are two brothers. So both of them will be there. Along with L.A. will be there, you know, and old guys like Boone Farm and Now Later. I'm going to try to have CW there, you know. Harry Dog will be there, of course, you know. And Punk Kid and Frog and Lump and all those guys, you know. Those are guys that, you know, were really big-name racers, you know, through the years and actually inspired me to go racing, you know, Rabbit and, you know, guys like that. So it's going to be good, man, and that's what the fellowshipping does. You know, it brings guys, it's kind of a reunion for us, you know, to see guys that we don't see too often, you know, but at least once a year we can come around and reminisce about the old days and the things that we've done and what we're doing now.
And Cooper Hall.
Cooper Hall going to be there with me regardless. You know, actually me and Cooper was together today. Cooper's getting up there. He's 74 years old, but he still enjoyed his drag racing stuff. And, he, you know, he's an intricate part of my racing. I'm also trying to get Big Lewis there. You know, Big Lou just recently regained his walking ability. He was wheelchair-bound for about 3-4 months, so he's moving around now, and I'm going to try to have Big Lewis there for Sunday.
I'm going to hit his son in the head for Everett.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm right down the street from Big Lou, and Vern ain't called and told me nothing. I'm going to bust my head for that, dude.
I haven't talked to Vern, but I've been talking to Lil Lou. Lil Lou called me, and he said that he's going to be there for sure, and he's going to try to bring his daddy with, you know. Hopefully I can get Lou there on the 3rd. You know, Lou got, he does his duties at church on Sunday as well. So maybe we can get some of these guys, you know, there, even if they don't make it to the, you know, early afternoon or something. But tons and tons. We got Ray, Ray. And people, for the ones that don't know Ray, we always call him Boxing Ray. He's an ex-boxer. Ray will be there, you know, on the 3rd. You know, he'll be there. I'm trying to
He just called me.
Yeah. And guys like that, those are guys that's friends of ours, you know, that we haven't seen in a long time, but we talk to them periodically over the phone, but these guys are still our friends, and they back us, and they behind us, you know, 100%. These are people that I want to see and have good times with, Boone Farm, you know, and all those guys. So it's going to be good, y'all. You know, I would love for everybody to come. Bring any and everybody you know. And if it's somebody, you know, that can't make it or want to make it and needs a ride, need a lift, and whatever help they need, they want to come to the race, man, get in contact with me. We're going to make it possible for them.
You know what I wanted to catch up with, Rick, now that you mention that, is old Square. Ooh.
Square passed away, D.
When?
Old man Squad, we went to a funeral. Maybe 3-4 years ago. Yes,
Squad. I've been asked about the man several times. I knew nothing.
You should have asked me. I went to a funeral. I went to Square funeral. Yeah, I'm going to have a son there, though. T'll be there. He comes to the race hall. Yeah, T will be there, and maybe even our Square's other son, Daryl. I'm gonna get in contact with them dudes and see can I get them there. It's going to be good, boy. It's going to be good. Even old cousin Stank, you know, he got a 71 Corvette, you know, sitting with the motor out. So I'm going to get his car tomorrow, go pick it up. Need a little welding work done on it. I'm going to do that stuff for him because he can't do it with his work schedule and get his car running, and he'll be there with his car. He ain't raced in a few years. So, I mean, for a lot of these guys that you ain't seen in a long time, been around drag racing all these years, we're going to be there, man. We're going to have race cars there and everything. So just come on down and have some fun. And like
he's
I say,
you got Virginia lady, you know, he coming up or not?
I haven't talked to Junior, but, you know, we need to contact him and see if he's interested. Big Chris is supposed to be coming out of Mississippi. I don't know about Mississippi Joe. You know, he's coming to Little Tony race next week. I don't know if he can come back-to-back like that. But there's a whole lot of guys, Now or Later, from the South Side, for those that don't remember Now or Later, or who knows Now or Later, he'll be there. We got Raylo, which, I mean, I can count on Raylo. That's a long-time good friend of mine, you know, so Raylo will be there, no doubt about it. All his brothers will be there, you know, Bob and probably Kyle.
Actually, I've been expecting him from here, but any second.
Yeah. Smooth, you know, those are guys, Smooth and younger guys, they come around up under us. But they always supported, you know, black racing, and not so much I'm saying it as, you know, only support black racing, but what I am saying for us, the black guys that's trying to put some stuff together for us to have fun with, you know what I'm saying? Those guys are definitely strong supporters of that. You know, all is welcome. I want all there. You know, this is not a black race. You know, it's not the named UBDRE, you know what I'm saying? This is Big Drag Spread Race Weekend. I mean, all run at all times. Everybody gets treated equally, man.
And I really enjoy that too, Drag. Just like the last reunion we had at Raylo's out there on Chicago Road. I seen some guys that I hadn't seen in over 25 years, man. 25 years.
But see, that's what you speak about all the time is fellowship and Larry, you know, and that's one of those situations, you know, and I know that's what Raylo have in mind when he's doing that because he's an old school legend as well, and he just wants to see all these old guys that, you know, that we come up through, you know, through the ranks with. A lot of these guys has taught us, you know, what we know today. I wouldn't be in the racing position that I'm in right now or be known as the racer that I am, but don't be from all the help that I've got, man. You know, I'm quick to say that because I don't want everybody to give me all the recognition. You know, the greatest thing about, well, for me, was that they elected me to be the driver of the car, and I turned out to be a pretty good darn driver. So with that being said, I got the highlights. You know, I'm the one that everybody recognizes and remembers, but it wasn't only me just doing this. You know, there's a lot of people behind the scenes, you know, that supported me and still support me to this day.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
I got to start this thing to move. I'll make some noise. But my producer just come in, so we got a young man I don't want to bring him in and see what he's hollering about. He's scared of these Buicks. He's been ducking them Buick boys all year long, but I want to hear what he's saying now. So, Alan, Joe, your mic is open. Your mic is open.
What's going on? How's everything? Nah, I ain't ducking. I'm trying to work on something. Like I said, I've told you, I actually talked to him last week. I told him I'd be letting him know ahead of time before I can make it up there. So I kind of like want to get the truck to get a little something a little bit better because I know I got to go decent to go messing with those guys. Got to be really kind of got to have step up my game on that one. But I know one thing. I will have one car in the house that day. I actually told Tony I'd definitely be there. I represent Tony. He came out there and he hung out with me out there, came out this way, supported me, my show. And the least I can do is come back and support him. So I'll definitely be there next Saturday. I know I had the Vega there the first time. I think I'm going to run Puerto Rican Pete, and then I'm going to run Tony with the black Camaro. So, but if everything works out, if the truck runs right, then I should have the truck there. Just got to try out something different. I'm changing around a little bit to see if I can pick up something. If I can pick it up, if it picks up, you see both. So tomorrow, I'll let him know. It's not so long on by Wednesday, Thursday. I'll let them know next week. The beer boys, so I'm not wasting their time. So I don't like to waste nobody. If I say I'm coming there to run, you know, go to run. And basically what happened was Pete came there, and Pete actually was there for the run, and I didn't know. So I told him, I said, the next time I'll be there, I promise you I'll give you a run. And Tony actually, they wanted to run too. So that's twice that we had a problem. One time he had a transmission problem. The next time I just didn't have another vehicle to bring the other car down. So I'm going to bring it down that one because I know I'm going to get two runs off the bat for sure. I already got that one. It should be squared away tomorrow. But I'm trying to fix the truck, make sure the truck is where I want to have it to, so I can bring both. But then we'll go from there. I can't say nothing yet. I don't want to promise nobody. I can't promise the Buick boys right now, but I know the other guys I can definitely promise because I do have that car to run with them. So I'm definitely going to be announced on Saturday.
For you all that don't know, this is one of our Clock South brothers. This is this Long Island Joe himself. His show is on Monday night. Yeah, let them know when your show is done.
Yeah, we actually on at 7:30 and on Clocks Off. I don't have the number with me right now, but I'll tell you, I enjoy myself every time I come out to the West. That was my first time, was last year. And as you know, I came back out again this year, and I'm actually going to try to make it twice this time this year. So this will be twice this year. I'll definitely be at Little Tony's race because I've never been to Michigan. I hear so much about the track. They tell me it was a state-of-the-art track, and I said, all right, I don't mind coming up there. I've been to 41, and I had fun there. Everybody treated you. The hospitality was great. And, you know, anytime somebody comes to me, I want to treat them the same way. And I felt good about it, and that's the only reason why we come right back, because we felt so good about it. You know, wife and kids, we all ride up there, and we have a nice little ride, and ride on back home. Hopefully we come back with some money. You know, that's every time we go out there, we have a great time. And I know they're waiting for us already, because I know Tony's, they've been talking stuff with the Camaro, so... You know, they think I wasn't going to run them, but I'm going to run them. I promised them, and I'm going to do it. And it had to
well,
be a mechanical failure.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Joe, you know what? You've been coming, and you've been showing up, and you've been showing out, Joe. So what me and Kevin did, we turned around, and we put a little thing together, and we're going to dedicate this for you because this is what you've been doing. It's called the champ.
How you doing, champ?
Hey, champ.
What's going on?
Hello, is this a gentleman, a lady? How's everybody doing this evening?
We doing fine, champ. You ready for next week?
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Hey, I'm having a lot of money on you, man.
Well, you getting ready to be a rich nigga, you see, next week, I'm knocking somebody the fuck out. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand now. It took a while, but I got it.
Well, you people enjoy your meal. Come on, baby.
That's for you, Joe. That's for you, Joe. You better two champ, man, since you've been coming down there, man.
Yeah, crazy. They're going to want to kill me now. Look, you have everybody coming at me. Oh, man. Yeah,
really appreciate you, Joe, man. Glad that you're coming and fellowshipping with us, man, you know, and it's really a really good thing, a privilege, you know, to have you on our show. And, you know, hey, Joe, you know every time you show up, Larry always had that fellowship for you, man.
Definitely.
I get a chance to be with you and the family, and you come there, you do your thing, we laugh, we talk, we have fun, and that's what it's all about, Joe, you know. And we just want to call you the champ.
I'm going to tell you, when I get there, most of the time I don't mind coming off the trailer, but this time I just got to try to car out because I went down to Fayetteville and I kind of the shock screwed up on me and then screwed up on the piece on the front end, so I just want to make sure everything all right. So basically we ain't going to have no time to test nowhere, and my test going to be like backing out on the street out here and making sure it's okay. And I get that one out right, and then I'm going to try the truck. We're going to see what happens. If the truck seems like it's okay, we might be taking both. Then I can say, but I know for a fact the other two are definitely locked. Whatever I have to do to get that the little Vega ready in time by Wednesday, I got to have everything ready by Wednesday. That'll be done. One of the cars will be done by Wednesday. So I'm pretty sure it's going to be because I know I promised those guys, and they came all the way out there. And I don't like nobody to come there and you don't promise them and then all of a sudden something happened. And, you know, it was kind of rough when I went to go try to make it there. And they understood and they had a problem the first time. So I told them, you ain't got to come right back to me. I'm going to come back to you. So I'm going to come right back to them. And I'm actually going to go, I'd say an hour right after each other. I figured if I run the first one, whoever first, Pete on first, and then Tony second, I'm going to do it. Just give me a little hour in between. That's all I ask. And, we're definitely going to run. There ain't no doubt about it. I know they're waiting to it. You know, like Tony says, he's going to have me at the 3:30 mark. They said there'll be a car in front. I said, yeah, it doesn't matter if you're in front at the 3:30 mark. What matters at the 13:20. That's what matters. That's what matters. I don't care about that beginning part. As long as I cross that finish line first, I'm happy. So that's the deal with that. Then whatever we're going to try one day, just I'll tell you this here right now. Before the end of the year, something's going to happen. Me and the Buick boys got to do something. Somehow we're going to have to get something hooked up. One way or another, before the end of the year. So I can't say that I definitely have the truck ready in time and that it worked the way I wanted to. If not, I mean, the gold car, they don't want to run with
the... You part of the Clark South family, them Buick boys alone.
Listen, they don't want to run me. This is God on truth. They don't want to run me with the gold car.
You're going to be filing divorce papers. You keep messing them Buick boys.
Well, I'm just telling you, the gold car don't want to run me.
You're
going to
divorce yourself from Clark South.
Yeah,
what are they
going to
run you with?
Listen, I'm going to tell you, this is God on truth. This is what they tell me. They want to run me with Blue Thunder. And kind of like, you know, I'm going to be real with you. And I have nothing really for Blue Thunder. You know, for me, I don't really have nothing like that. But, you know, my whole thing, our thing is I'll have to try to get the truck to try to get right for the gold call. And that's what I'm going to have to try to do. And, that's what I was going to do, try to get that, you know. I would love to run the gold call to Vegas. And my car is all steel. Ain't nothing. Only thing is fiberglass is the hood. And that's Peter Trump, that's it. Everything else is all steel. Lights in it, the wipers work, everything. You know, but they won't do that one. They'd rather put me on Blue Thunder. And it just got a little bit too much for me. I don't like to tell underneath that skirt, but, you know, I know for a fact. A little bit too much. You know, you can say, you ain't got to be one of those people that say, you ain't scared. You got to just be telling the honest truth, you know what I mean? If you can't handle it, you can't handle it. I go to the next race. But if they turn around and they say anything, if they step out of line with that gold car, oh, man, I might even get off his bumpers, the gold car. That's how I feel. I'll probably even try something like that. But we'll see. I can't say nothing yet. We'll wait to see what happens. If the truck is right, then you'll see that race. You know, I know my little one, he's itching too, so he want to try it so bad. He loves trying. He's like a challenge. He's like a challenge. I got to give him credit. I mean, he went out there, and don't get me wrong, and I know a couple cars. Don't get me wrong. I've seen a couple cars out there. But, you know, like round and pound, I give those guys hat off to each one of those guys. Those guys are great guys. Alleyway boys, hey, man, they come right back, and they said they're coming back to run. They did what they said. They wanted to run. I mean, I knew what happened the first time with the alleyway boys. Because when we ran the alleyway boys the first time, I told him before we raced, your belt was off your vacuum pump. He said,
And I had told him that, you know, that's like 25 horsepower or more than what I got just by doing that pump. He said, well, I'll leave it off. I said, you can't leave that off. He said, I'll run you without it. And that's what he did. So following year, he went and put that belt on because his engine don't say, you crazy, you can't run without those pumps. Especially when the motor's filled up. So that's the reason why I came back in there. That was the deal. But we don't mind. We'll go back. We're gonna try a lot that day.
Prime time on the line. That's what y'all hear going on right now. This is live. We're standing on the time clock. Standing right on the line.
Okay.
Here we go. We got it. The Hulk red light. All right.
They doing some racing out there today, huh?
Yeah, pump gas is real.
And the track going away here now, man. They sliding around already pretty good. They done already shut it down, going just to the eighth of a mile, so it's getting kind of bad out here.
That's Melvin.
Okay, which car was Boss Bynes using to run just a while ago?
He didn't say which car he was running pump gas with.
Okay. Because I know they got a truck, and I think they got the Regal, big tire car. They got a few things they got.
Rambo.
Rambo. Yeah, that's the big, big Regal. So,
yeah.
No, they got a few things out there. Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty good this weekend. Everybody's been telling me, you know, how it is, and I said, you know what? I gotta go. And
gotta go.
On the strength of little Tony and stuff, you know, he actually came down and came to Maryland and had a great time out there, and he kicked some butt out there while he was out there. He represented Chicago great, Michigan. He's represented great. And I told him next time I'm gonna make sure I'm coming back out there to him, and he told me what day it was. And I actually tried to work around everything and do a lot of praying going ahead because I'm going back and forth at the hospital. They turn around and say, okay, you can get a go. I said, that's it. So as of Wednesday, I went ahead and had the car loaded up, ready to roll on Friday. I'll be there Saturday. So you will get to see me. I will run somebody that day. I know one of them, Tony. It's either Tony or it's going to be both of them, Pete and Tony. If I don't break the car on the first one, I'm going right back out and race the second one. That's how it's going to be. But we should have some fun. Either way, I'm going to have fun. So it's going to be interesting. Definitely be an interesting day that day. So they'll be ready. I know they're ready for me. They already said it. So you're going to find out. I don't think Tony's on air tonight, is he, with the Black Camaro? I don't think he came on tonight. We'll see if he comes. Tony's got that the late model Camaro. Ellis. Black. Black. It's a nice car. Really nice. Look like an MCA car. It's just really nice. Got a nice stance to it. I really like it. Nice car. I got to give him credit. He had asked me before. He said, you know, I guess they thought I was going to say no. But you know what I look at? When you can go to a track and somebody comes up and asks, can we do a little something, you know, hey, you say yes or no, you know, and no hard feelings, you know, and they joke around, I joke around. I came out there this week. The last time I came out there, he came out, he had a Bulls hat for me, and he got my son an old Cookie Monster shirt. He said, I'm going to give you this now before we race. I was like, oh, man. Oh, that was funny. But, you know, it was all fun and games. That's what it was all about. And, you know,
that's
like
right.
I say, Jeff's the same way. And I always tell anybody, you know what? If you're out there growing
hey, Long Island.
And you lose.
Long
hey,
Island.
What's going on now?
Long Island.
Uh-oh.
I'm
what's
looking
going on?
For you.
I know you
I'm looking for you. I smell.
Oh,
All right. We're going to try to get some barbecue sauce for you. I'm going to see if I can kill an old reindeer. I'm going to see what I can do. You know I call him the reindeer, right? What did it say? Yeah. It Dancer, Prancer, and Victor.
I just can't
mess with that Rudolph.
Hey, Long Island. Hey,
yeah,
Long Island. You know what I smell? You know what I smell?
Look, you want me to
smell chocolate. I smell some chocolate. What's some barbecue?
All right. We're going to find out now. That's all I can say. Look, I'm not going to kid you no lie. I'm coming out there. I got to do those spooky stuff. I don't care how it is. I mean, what I got to do, I'm going to do. Whatever, how I got to make it out. I got promised it Pete, and I promised Tony I'm definitely doing it. And if this truck works out, like I say, tomorrow, Monday, we got two more days, we can really mess around with it good. And then I'm going to make sure I make a phone call. So we'll be in. We'll be locked in. As of right now, those two are locked. Tony is definitely locked in. And Pete be running, definitely. So that's definitely. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. We'll be out there to do it. So it should be a good day. I just don't know. How do they run? Do they run in the daytime or are they going to run towards the evening? That's what I was wondering. Most of the races is going to be in the evening or?
All day long. All day long.
Joe.
All day long.
Okay. How's the weather been out there? Because I know up here it was like 96 degrees and humidity. Oh, my gosh. It was bad. It was nice.
The weather been real good up in Michigan. It's been pretty warm since we finally got the rain out of Chicago and Michigan and places like that. You know, now mm-hmm. most of it moved down in Georgia now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I tell you, when the humidity is out, boy, it's hard on it. Hard out there on the go. I like to wait till the evening and then it can go a little better. But
Joe, I wanted to tell you, Joe, I don't know if you was on the first segment of the program, but we're gonna have that race in Martin, Michigan on the 26th. Then we're gonna turn around and we're gonna August the 2nd and 3rd. We're going to have big drags event at Byron Dragway. On the 2nd, Donier is going to have his event at Cordova, which is not too far from Byron Dragway. Then following big drag event, once that's over with, then we're going to have the event that you came to the last time. We're going to have that on September 6th.
Okay.
So
yeah,
August 2nd, you know.
Yeah, that August 2nd, I had also talked to Donye, and he told me, he said, man, he felt bad because they scheduled the same day that we were. Me and Larry Keith from Maryland, we got at Buzz Creek August 2nd. And, yeah, because Donye came down here and did some damage over here 2 years ago. Oof. I can give him credit. Fade to Black was sure doing his thing. You know,
he's from Chicago, Joe. He's going to do some damage. He's from Chicago. That's what we do.
I know.
We cause havoc wherever we go.
Well, sometimes. Till you get home.
Till you get home.
Till you get home. Look, you're too comfortable then. I just let you know that. I sure wish I can bring. I'm hoping I can bring havoc there that day on this weekend, the 26th. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah,
we're gonna find out because I know a lot of people going the opposite way. Gunning already embedded already. So, you know, he's going with Pete right off the bat. So, you know, he doesn't really know Tony's car, but he's going with Pete. You got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
This time I'm going to keep the money. I ain't going to give it back to you because you're looking sad. That's what happened with Gunner and me. I felt bad for him. He was looking crazy when he had to give up that $100 bill. He said, no, I owe you. I said, man, go ahead and keep it, man. But meanwhile, let me lose. I lost to him for $5. Do you know that man wanted that $5? He took that $5.
Who did it, Jeff?
Gunner.
Who did it to you?
Gunner,
he wanted
that $5. He wanted that $5. Meanwhile, I said, I kept that $100. God, fuck it. Look, he put it, he recorded it in everything.
Gunner said, you chose to let him keep that $5. It was his choice. He was choosing that you keep that $5.
I'm going to make sure. Look, I'm going to show him this $100 this time. I'm going to get that $100. And the bet was a stupid bet because what happened was he turned around. We sitting over there, and since I didn't have the car, and I did promise that I would try Ground and Pound, you know, when they had said that everybody was coming to see Ground and Pound. And since we couldn't get the car there because it was supposed to run with the green car, and I just said, screw it. I said, we already won the one race. So go right on back out there and let's just gamble with the same thing. It ain't going to hurt nothing. So that's why we went right back out, and that's why we ran Ground and Pound out there. So I bet him, I'm going to bet him. I said, we're going to run him 400. I promise you we're going to run him today. He said, I know you ain't going to mess with them. And he said, I'll bet you $100. I said, sure. He didn't say that I got to win or lose, but he said, I bet you won't run him, and we ended up running him. So that's how that one was a dumb bet. So I just said, I keep it because that wasn't right. If I'd have said, I'm betting to win, I would have did it. But, you know, I said, I had to have it. But, boy, he took that $5 from me quick. I mean, he had his hand out. I said, I know he ain't serious. Really. Took the tape recorder out. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to show you I got Joe Grace. Long Joe's first $5. I finally won. I was like, wow. I said, you going to take this, too?
Okay. You must have beat it. You must have been beating my best early trying to get a win out for you.
Yeah, he wanted to get that win bad. He wanted to get that win bad. Oh, my gosh. I said, look at this.
Hey, guys, for you all out there in the listening world, our fans is listening to us. I know we got some guys out there listening. Some got their hands up, and some just listening. I appreciate you calling in. I can beat up on Joe because he's one of my brothers. This is one of my clocks off, brother. He got his own show that comes on Monday night. What time your show come on, Joe, Monday?
My show comes on at 7:30 Eastern.
7:30 Monday on 347-850-1016. 347-850-1016. For those that are on tonight, tune in Monday night. You want to hear some good drag racing talk, possibly some results of drag racing may have taken place. We don't know it right now. It's a great possibility. Something may have happened that we didn't get tonight. We'll get it then. Brother Joe, a very good host, good brother. Clocks Off Radio is doing it.
And our Buick boys will be on there that night because I gotta probably let them know then, so let them know whether or not that. Right away. That'll be the first one.
More than likely, they will be on that night.
Oh, yeah. Dancer will definitely be on.
So you know Dancer will be on.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be prime, boy. He walking out. He walking with his chest all poked out right now. He don't know. Yeah, I want to stick this fork in the bed. I want to put that barbecue sauce on it. I want to eat me some reindeer meat.
How you guys in the run, Joe? Y'all running how now? How y'all running? Anybody get a spot?
This is the deal. He wanted to run the truck. And I'm going to tell you, this is what happened. And I'm willing to put the thing on the scale whenever he wanted because they're going to say that. I said, the truck is all steel and roll-up windows, everything. It only got a 750 carburetor on it. But I told him, I said, I'll change the truck around and try to see if I can make it go better. And basically when I was coming back, I was going to try to dominate it. I want to see how much it'll pick up on. I wanted to try to pick a carburetor. So what I'm going to try now is to dominate it. I mean, you know, there's a big difference when you start changing rotating weight and stuff like that. And I seen I was outclassed. I ain't gonna lie. I seen the truck wasn't good enough for it, you know. And I mean, I wish I did have it like that, but I just said, you know what, we're going to try something different. Told Phil I need to try it because you got to leave a little harder and you won't have to run. Don't get me wrong. The Buick boys running great. I take nothing away from them. I know I have to be on my A game. I don't want to go in there asking for anything. I don't want to be saying that, oh, give me this, give me that. I want to try them heads up. I don't want a man giving me a spot, no break of tires or no calling to break. You know what? I want to go out there and try your heads up. Win or lose, we're going to find out who the better man is. But I also want to come on my best.
You think they're going to run your head up? He going to run your head up, yeah?
Oh, he has said it. He said it. He definitely did. And I showed him. It's no big deal. Anybody that was at the track when I raced, I don't hide nothing. I can open up the hood. I'll let you come over there and look at it. No big deal. It's no big deal at all. And to everybody, I guess they didn't understand, why would I run the Alleyway boys back? Because the Alleyway boys did come back and run me, and I knew they were putting a vacuum pump on. They had the belt and everything on. But what they didn't look at when it failed was I opened the headers up, too, to get me a little bit more horsepower. You know, so I had the tailpipes come all the way at the back. Now I didn't have it. I came with open headers, so I gained power just like they did. And that's what made the difference. They didn't realize that. They were thinking something else. It's not. It's the same. Everything was in the car the same way. Only thing I did is come over there. If you notice, if you look at the tape, pull back on Gunner's picks tape, you'll see it. It's got mufflers all the way to the back of the rear. Now, if you see when we ran with open headers this time. I just said, you can't come back the same way. You come back the same way, everybody done got you. So basically, I had to pick up a little bit on the pace, too. And that's the whole thing, is, you know, just having a little fun. And I knew I couldn't just come out the same way and think I could beat them. And my hat's off to those guys out there, boy. They came out there, they said what they're going to do. And I said, you know, I said, all right, right off the trailer they went. We went right off the trailer, you know. And that was the oldest one that drove that day against them. And then the youngest one, we had to put the youngest one against Ground and Pound because we needed every little bit we can get. So we put the youngest one in there. He's a little lighter. And he drives pretty damn good. Under pressure, he's good and everything. So he handled it. Both of them are good. But the only one got a little bit more on him a little bit right now. So... When we come out there, we're going to run dancing the same way. If we go with the cars ready, the youngest one's going to drive, and heads up. Nobody's asking for anything. I'm not asking for anything. As long as they run both of them on motor, and that's how they're going to go. So it should be good. It's the same way with me and Tony. You know, we agreed, and it's motor to motor, and we're going out there heads up. Pro tree, the whole bit. I guess it's red light lube. I guess we'll figure out that light situation. I guess it's red light lube again. And that's it. I've never been on that track, so I just need one hit down at first. Just make sure I can feel good about it and then go right back out. Every tree is different. You can go certain tracks and they seem like they don't drop the tree fast, and then you got certain tracks that they, so you pull in, boom, they drop it. So... You've got to be ready for it. We're going to see how this thing is. I'll be there, though. There's no problem. Only way something comes up, it rains or something like that, that's the only time you're going to see hear me something. I'm going to back out from coming. But if there's no chance of rain, I'm coming. I'll be there. Right now.
We're looking forward to having you back up this way.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Definitely can't wait. Definitely
can't
wait on this one.
I heard that. We got any more callers in, Dunye? We got any more callers in?
Oh, no. Well, actually, I was trying to hit my producer on the other line in to see if he got any hands up back down there.
Hey, D.
This is Larry.
Sorry, Larry.
This is Larry.
Larry, hold on. Larry, hold on. What's going on? Hold on.
Hold on.
Your mic is open. What the fuck is going on tonight? I got Dan Fireman. I didn't know you didn't get no more callers. Do it that way.
No more callers?
I don't know. No more callers. I mean, you got people on the line
She got no more callers like you and want to get on the show.
Okay.
I'm surprised Dancer didn't get on there. Oh, he had to check too.
He'll be on your show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, they had to track. They probably had to track today, right?
I'm pretty sure they had to track now.
Actually, they were saying they wanted.
Tony Bass had beat him last year with that fan. And they claim they wanted some get back from Tony with that car this year, so they probably got Blue Thunder out there. But I don't even think Tony may have that car no more.
Nah, he got rid of Jody. But they got a truck, and they got a couple other things that they got there.
That car. But they claim they wanted some get back from Tony, so I'm pretty sure they out there aggravating him.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get him out.
No doubt about that one.
He'll be on tomorrow. You can bet between Dancer and Baby Boy, somehow he'll be on there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. I know how they are. They ready to jump all over you.
Hey, Joe, you know more about your show time than you know.
Look, I met them that one time. I know it already. I got their number. I know how they do it. They want to get you all frustrated and make you do something stupid. Well, that don't happen over here.
I was on YouTube looking at the video. My son had brought it to me. I was looking at the video. I'm like, they got him surrounded. They had you in a circle. You couldn't get out. I said, he's going to have to do something.
Yeah, they had you out.
My chief through the rain couldn't crawl no tighter.
Look,
yeah.
I tell you, guys, I've seen already. I've been through it with you guys. Some guys think that you got to, just to prove a point. And don't get me wrong, I've seen guys go out there. I know a guy that went out before a race once. Guy said, man, you scared and all that. And I'm saying to myself, what are they talking about? So I went over there and I'm looking at him. He's saying scared, and I said, man, I want to see what the car they talking about. Now, mind you, this guy had a little Nova stock suspension with a small block or a plate on it. But I went over there and saw this car with a 67 Camaro, 1432, two stages of nices. And he going to run this car? I said, I know, they're going to run. He ain't going to race this car. Man, they talked him into that race. You know he went out there and raced that car? And the outcome was over. It definitely was a gap.
Sometimes we let our pride make us do things that we normally wouldn't do.
Oh,
pride can be a dangerous thing, man.
Yeah. Don't let that pride.
It can be a very dangerous thing.
That car had to be at least a second and a half faster than him. And he went out there and bet $1,000 and got his race straight over.
Well, that's why pride belongs to you and you don't belong to pride. You're supposed to control pride, not let it control you. But in some cases, man, I've seen it happen several times, and I'm sure Brother Larry can contest to the same thing, man, even yourself. Pride has made many men do things, especially in this racing world that we have involved ourselves in, that they'll go home and weeks after be shaking their head asking myself, why in the hell did I do that?
Yeah.
Pride has done it. It's like, something like the joke when the little dog was on the other side of the gate and the big dog was outside. He kept aggravating the big dog. What are you going to do to him? And he messed around there one day, and the owner, daughter, or son went out the gate and left the gate open. So the little dog ran along the side of the gate, just aggravating the mess out the big dog. When he got to the end and discovered the gate was open, and the big dog took their business on it, then he said, who in the hell left that gate open? See, he let his pride get to it. If he hadn't been so puffed up on pride, he left that big dog alone because he knew he couldn't win.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
It
just gets best of us.
Look, I ain't too proud to tell you right off the bat. If I can't beat you, I can't beat you.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it should be. Well, Joe, one thing with that, these guys got this lockup in punk, I think, which is number lockup money. They got it so twisted now until you almost can't back out because you just throwing money away. You know, they didn't want to insist. I listened to BS last night talking to a young man on the air last night, a night before last. And the guy kept telling BS, he said, he wasn't going to make B's event, but he said it would be a Lil Tony's event. And B's just kept trying to insist that he lock in. And he said, I don't lock in. He said, but my word is my bond. If I said I'm going to be there, I'm going to be there. I'm going to race. But he just, you know, started insisting on the guy locking in. And the reason for it is that you hope he don't show up. Now you can get Punk out money, you know. And that makes it up. After you lock them, create a race up there, you're going and run them. And you'd be like, you know, his car might break. He might do something crazy, you know. I got a better chance at running, and he's doing something crazy than I do just paying it off, and I have a chance of winning that way. So, you know, I didn't have to deal with it.
No. What I like about lock, only thing I like about lock up, when you lock up a race, and that man, you fit what it's supposed to come to. Now, that man come with something different. That's just, I have seen guys come cars this way. When they come back the following week, totally different. You know, you don't want to be locking up on a car just because of the car. And then you're supposed to have a small block in before. Now all of a sudden you're going to lock in with a big block and you're a small block. Now you got problems. You got a big problem. But now if you turn around, you already said, he got to come with a small block. I don't care. Straight ahead, done deal. Now he's going to come with that. Now you know he's going to come with that deal. If he changes to another small block and straight ahead, it's no problem because you already knew you were counting for what you were going to come for, but you didn't count him for no big block. That's my whole thing. And that's certain things, certain guys you got to be very careful with that. You know, they'll stick you to death.
You just said the magic words. You got to be careful now. In the racing world today, when it comes to locking your money up, man, listen, you got to almost go into a huddle, a meeting with your camp, and say, it's five of us, it's six of us. Let's make sure that we get every stipulation imaginable out the way.
That's
it. Because you can't, the very little thing that you leave unturned, that's the stone that you get hit with. So you got to get, because like you just said, you lock in to run a car, and the guy show with a big block. Well, when you lock that money up, you got to stipulate big block, small block now, you know. As it was back when I was racing, if you locked in the money, run a car, you had a small block, and he showed about a big block, you're like, come on, man, you had a small block, you know I'm not going to run a big block, that would be the end of that story. Or you know, they'll try to give you something to compensate for the difference. Now they want you to pay them because you locked it up.
That's what it is.
You got to get all that out.
You know, I seen guys talking about what messed up the game was when Nikes came in, and these guys are locking their races, and these guys are saying they ain't opening their hood. Now you know they had Nikes on the car. Meanwhile, you were running motor. That kind of messed up the game, man. You know, that whole thing, when I turn around, somebody says that they'll run me, and they don't want to open their hood. Basically, I'm going to charge you with everything. First, I'm going to say, oh, well, he must have got a big block at Nikes. That's how I feel, or a boost or something. So that's basically
one of my partners a long time ago. Him and I had a duster together back in the days, back in the 80s. And the car down there burnt down right there in front of Ocean's because we had put the nitrous bottle. We were so dumbfounded. Nitrous wasn't there like it is now. You know, we had a Marvin Miller kit. As well, if your car idle at 6,000, it might go to 7,000. But we had the bottle up under the hood. And one of the guys walked by and told him, he said, man, y'all car on fire. And we were like, well, let it burn, then. Let it burn down. You know, we really joking, but at the same time, we don't want to pop the hood because we got the national bottle sitting there. So we stand there, and all of a sudden we see, I say, man, I think that car is burning. From a distance, like smoke, but what it was, the paint has started to bubble up. So, once we seen it really was on fire, now we got a popular hood. And the first thing is, you got nitrous on the car. You got nitrous on the car. You know, so that's just how, you know, hey. Everybody's looking for an edge in the race world. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm hoping the North come out with the edge tonight on the South. If we just come out one way ahead, I'm good.
Okay, and so far, where y'all at right now?
Last time I checked, I'm waiting for someone to call me now. Hoping somebody hit the button and tell us something. Last time I checked, I think it was tied 2-2. Leon was trying to get Dogs in line. I know Biz was trying to get someone online. Leon was trying to get Dog on the line with his car. That should be a win for us if he get that off. But I don't know if he got there or not. Actually, I'm gonna check him. Checking with my guy if he heard anything.
Yeah, no, they all like to run 8 miles. That's the problem difference between the south and the north. I like running out the back door myself.
Joe, my partner of a lifelong friend of mine touched on that tonight in drag. And what he said, I think, is just the best way to put it. When you're in Rome, you do as the Romans do. When we go there, them guys run an eighth down there. You should go down there prepared to run an eighth. But when they come here, they should be prepared to run a quarter. Because that's what you run up here. But you know what gets me more than anything? This is what gets me. It's when you have a promoter, he come on the air and say that the guys up here don't want to run a quarter no more. Biggest lie I've been told. What it is that the guys up here and got just tired of haggling, as Granny was saying, arguing about it. Because you constantly hearing it all the time. You know, you get tired of hearing and saying the same old thing over and over and over. Hell, if your kid asks you for some candy and you say no, by the 10th time you said no, you're going to say, you know what, just get it. Just get out of my face. Go and get it. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening with this racing. The guys are tired of saying, man, you know, we run a quarter up here. But it shouldn't even be debatable. It shouldn't even be a debate. It shouldn't be a discussion. It should be when you go to the north, go prepared to run a quarter. If you go south, this is what they run. And I get sick and tired. This is what I get tired of. I get tired of telling me how most tracks, I don't know, sometimes do they understand the difference in the word most and all. They'll say most tracks down here are eighth of mile tracks. Well, run your event at the quarter mile track then. Attest your car at the quarter mile track. If most tracks are eighth of mile, that means all of them are not.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's a difference in the word most and all.
I agree with you. That's why we do a show. We do a show down in Fayetteville in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we do it in Fayetteville, because it's a quarter mile track.
That's right.
Down south. And so the guys like going there because it's like running out the back door. And
yeah.
That's how it is, you know.
Yeah, like the guy was saying earlier, Tony had moved on Boost 12. He said Tony moved good on it. Well, as fast as these cars, as close and knitted as these cars are, if I move on you in 660, you don't have much of a chance of getting back. But if you got that extra 660 feet, you got a chance of getting pulling that joke in. See, but in eighth, you get a chance to get off that hook. In a quarter, you got a chance to rehook him. And sometimes you catch the fish. Sometimes you catch the fish that you'll get off the hook out of the mouth and you catch him in the side. You know, but you can reel him in. But, you know, with a quarter mile versus an eighth mile, it's just at the time and space, and it's just not there when a joke will treat you off the line. See, because you still, if a joke will treat you off the line, Joe, you still got to stop him, catch him, and get around it. But you got to do it twice as fast now because you're doing it in half the distance.
And if your car is not set up, this is a guy saying, your car is not set up with the 8 mile, I don't care. What to do? We both have the same motor, same car. And your car is set up for the 8 mile, mine set for the quarter. I know you're going to be much faster than me. Ain't nothing, no doubt about it.
You're a disadvantage.
You know? Yeah, you're at a real disadvantage. It's not fair.
You're at a disadvantage. So
that's what I say. When you come up here,
I just see, my thing with me is, my car is not ready. I'm not race ready. Lord will, it will be this time next year because I'm back in this truck now. But my thing is, man, if the guys come in your hometown, see, because one thing I've preached this since I've been on these shows, the guys in my town, which is Chicago, they've been racing among themselves for years.
for years.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't come from the South, I heard someone say this one time. Corey was asked, do you have to go and raise the guys in the South to be validated? Hell, the guys in the South should be raising us to be validated. And we didn't want to be the most racist for 100 years. If the guys in the South raised for the next 35 years, they'd be trying to play catch-up to be what we did in the North. So if that's what it takes to validate you, they should be raising the guys in the North. So with that being said, guys in the North going to raise each other regardless of whether they're coming from the South or not. It's just what Larry always preached. We want to fellowship with you guys. We want to lighten your pockets or you lighten ours. But yet we want to leave on a friendly note and hope you make it home safely. You know, but I shouldn't have to conform my race package down to what you like to do. You know, it's just not right. It's not right. And then, you know, you got to look at it. When I say the word not right, well, race is not a fair game. It's not a fair game. So
why
should I
give
you
the coming over there? I love it coming out there because you're already doing
what
I need
to do. We got breaking news. We got breaking news.
Bring it on.
We got
bring
breaking
it.
News.
Got hold on one second, Joe. Bring it on, Cadillac. Bring it on.
Break it down. Break it down. Want to let you know that the Hulk and GQ Racing got knocked off.
Did they say who knocked them off?
They didn't say who knocked them off. They just said they got knocked off. I don't know if that was
news.
The North. I don't know if that was a South or a North that knocked them off, but they got knocked off. So that
okay.
That just got breaking
that's
news.
Good news. We got another race. What if they're still racing? At least they're racing. They're humming out there.
Yeah, they're humming. It's over now, though.
Yeah, that's good. They got good racing there.
Yeah.
So they had to get, let me see, Tony ran two races, three. That's
Tony four. Ran. Tony ran three. The last race, I think Melvin said that Boost 12 red light.
I think he said that Boost 12 red lighted just a while ago. And now they're saying the Hulk. So if that stands, then it's 4-2.
It's 4-2 our way or 4 their way?
4-2 their way.
4-2 their way.
Now that's if the Hulk raced somebody from the South and lost, that would be 4-2 their way. If he raced somebody from here, then it would be 2-3.
It'd be 3-2.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're waiting to find out who the Hulk ran.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to find out who the Hulk ran.
Yeah, they said they didn't know who he ran. They just said they know he ran and he lost.
I'm going to try to get Keith on line. Right quick. Let me see if I find out who he ran. Matter of fact, bro, Larry, can you and Joe hold it down for a minute? Y'all get Long Island and keep Long Island Joe entertained so he don't go nowhere. We want to make sure he be back here for the beer boys. We want to make sure he be here for the beer boys. I'm going to click on the other line right quick to find out who them boys ran. I'll be right back.
Okay. Do we have any more callers, Kevin? Anybody with their hand up?
I ain't get no Kevin.
Yeah. I ain't get no Kevin.
Look, I can start something. Anybody want Tony on that bet when I run him? anybody want Pete on that bet?
which
hey Long Island, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, I just want to say one thing, Joe. Man, I want that dub when you get here. Dub Saturday, next Saturday. I want that dub about you. Now you know what I'm talking about, Joe. You know what I'm talking about. I just feel the need to remind you.
Listen, brother, we got Brother Slouch on the line. I believe Brother Slouch, you there, so your mic is open. Brother Slouch, you there?
Put your pants up. Oh,
yeah,
hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, what's happening?
All right.
Hey, just calling in to support the show. How everybody doing tonight?
Good. Yeah, we doing good. Sitting there doing what we all love to do, talk about
yeah.
Racing and having a race world.
Yeah, I was out with the family. I'm just getting home, so I was listening, you know, but I was on mute. I couldn't press the one button because I was in the restaurant, and my girl was giving me that crazy look, so I really couldn't say nothing. I had to put the phone down.
Yeah, you better not do nothing like that.
Hey, when it's their time, man. You know, you feel like we give enough time to the racing world, so.
Yeah, so I put the phone in my pocket, turned it on silent, and as soon as I got here, I put it on speaker, so I can hear. Now she's in the living room.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who's that family now, man? They don't want to share.
You ready for next weekend, South?
Man, I've been ready since the whole year we've been promoting this. I'm not gonna be able to sleep Wednesday. Actually, I'm not gonna be able to sleep starting tomorrow. All I'll be thinking about is, you know, this Midwest Grudge Nationals, and you know, like I was telling everybody, I think they say that Wick right now has the record for the most grudge races in a grudge racing in one day. I think he said like 25 or 26. I'm trying to hit 30 Saturday. And I think we can do it. All these people talking about racing and locking in, we already got over 20-something races locked in. You know, how many of them going to actually happen? I don't know, but hopefully we can get 30.
Now, Slots, when you said you're hoping to get 30, said we can, how many?
I think they said Rick had 25 or 26 in one event.
Now, is that how many he had to actually take place, or he had them locked in?
Yeah, actually took place. Actually took place minus the shootout.
Okay. Rick a bad man.
Yeah. That's the deal. If you can get 25 grudge races, that's a hell of an event from everyone, man. That'd mean everybody came there to race.
That's right.
Well, so you can count me
out too. I'm trying to get the record 30, and then we can say, okay, well, there's another one that Midwest has put on, another one under our belt that we can say that the guy.
Did you know where your count is so far? Can you say where your count is at right now?
The count for races locked in, we have over 20 right now. It's over 20.
Okay, you got a great shot.
And then we even have even more races locked in that we're going to say on the show tomorrow. So that's adding 20 plus. Though, like I said, if we can get all of them locked in and ran with the shootout, that's going to be a hell of an event. Yeah.
How many is out of a single person, how many is the most races you've seen a single guy do in one day?
1 person? I think I've seen...
With the same car.
Same car? I think 4 to 5 races in one day.
Okay.
Go ask your mother. Yeah, but we got Squinchy. He said he got a he don't got no race car. He got a NASCAR. He like to do laps. So, you know, he like the hot laps. So that's one guy right there, man. He's bringing four cars actually. And, you know, he already got one car to spoil Brett. He's locked in with 4 people. His black car, Dark Vader, I think he's locked in with 2 people. So that's 6 races right there. Plus he's gonna be in a shootout.
Nice.
So he's coming. So Squinchy, he's coming to play. Brian Davis is another guy. He's another guy that has over 3 or 4 races locked in. So, you know, Brian, a lot of people talk bad about him, but Brian, he likes to get to the line. I can give it to Brian. I can say that. He won a race.
Who did you say coming to play slot?
Brian Davis.
Yeah. He sure be trying to race.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, a lot of them, when they show up, they're really trying to race. It's just a bare minimum. It's really just locking in, just trying to win the punk out. But that's 1% of his drag racing. Well, you know, the 99% of them, they're really trying to throw down.
Yeah, just like Junior hit it on the nail on the head, I think it was 2 weeks ago when Brian Davis that said it. He said, if you come into the Midwest Grudge Nationals and you have a race car and you cannot get a race, there's nothing wrong with your car. There's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with your car. And that's absolutely true right there. If you can't get a grudge race and all these guys are going to be here, there's nothing wrong with your car. There's something wrong with you. You don't want to race.
Well, you know, I've said it before, so I'll say it again. See, look, man, this is how I look at it. I remember when a 632 first came on the scene. Very few guys had them. Very few guys even knew anything about them. So for the ones that had them, he just had everyone outclassed. Those days don't exist now due to the fact of YouTube, the Internet, man, it has exposed the world. I can go on YouTube right now and type in the word slouch and say he's approximately 20 years old. Man, they're going to show me every slouch in the United States. All I got to do is see your face. And that's what's happening in the racing world now. It is no longer one or two guys, you know, can run away with the field. So everyone, no one wants to admit it, but everyone is really kind of scared of the next man for fear of what he can't have because they know what they can't have. You know, and that's more hurt than it is help, I think. No, I really do.
Oh, yeah, because as soon as you do a test pass, before you
it's
get
on
the
YouTube.
Ticket, it's already on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. That's it. Because a race. Well, week before last, had a race, and Donnie got beat. Before Donnie got his car back to the trailer, my son said, "Daddy, hit a race here right here." He's already been down. I promise you, man, before he got his car back to the trailer, the race had been down. My son said, "Daddy, hit a race." It's just how quick they're doing it now. So if you run in Timbuktu, guys in Chicago will know about it. Back in the day, you could sneak off to a track and do all the testing you wanted to do, and no one knew about it. Sneak up to a track now, they know you're going to the track before you get there.
Oh, yeah.
Because YouTube, not so much YouTube, but the internet has opened the world wide open. That's why Long Island Joe can't sneak up on them beer boys.
Is there an update on Bear's race? What happened? Because I'm just getting online. I really couldn't hear everything about it.
Larry, you got anything new on that?
No, I haven't got nothing else new.
Yeah.
So far, who won the event?
Well, right now we know Tony Bynes, to our knowledge, has ran three races, and I think he done lost. He won one. He done lost one. Then Bruce Twitter, I believe, he said ran someone else. And I'm not quite sure what happened on that.
Yeah, that's the one I've seen. Bruce 12 ran Triggerman, and Triggerman beat him.
Yeah, that's the race he won.
That was in the Mustang, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Great Mustang.
Now, what race? Someone said that Boost 12 had red light on. I don't know if that's the race he red light on or another race.
That's the one that Melvin called us on. Melvin said he just red lighted, kind of went through, and then he said that the track was going away too. So, since he said the track was going away, the Hulkton ran. So, we'll see what's going to happen next.
Yeah, right now we're trying to find out who the Hulk run. Is it a North car or a South car? But the Hulk lost, right?
Yeah.
The Hulk
hold it
lost.
Down for me. Hold it down for me for a second, dude. I got to run outside.
Yeah, go ahead. The Hulk lost. We just trying to find out whether it's a North car or a South car they lost to.
Okay.
And we're hoping it's a North car. If it's a North car, you know, we come out tired. If it's a South car, we lose 4-2.
Hey, did y'all hear, I was on Facebook this morning, some guys tried to steal Petey Small black car at 4 o'clock in the morning, but he was there.
Yeah,
down
I heard
in
that.
Georgia.
Down in Georgia. Well, it looked like everything is leaving out of Georgia right there.
It's crazy.
Georgia, every time I look around, somebody taking a call over there.
Did he catch
him? Good. Well, they got away. They got away.
Right.
And they heard the alarm going off at the motel, and he had been looked down from the 11th floor. By the time he got down, they were gone.
You know, a while back here, a Nova came up missing. It says $100,000 car, I think, and they stripped the car and just actually butchered the car up. If I'm not mistaken, they didn't take that car to Georgia and say they found the car in Florida or something.
Yeah, well, believe it or not, the car, it wasn't at Fayetteville. It was further down in there. It was not that far. I think it was in Georgia again. Georgia or South Carolina was one of them.
Somewhere in that road.
That Georgia over there, woof.
Yeah, it's going
know.
Crazy, man.
You
going
know,
crazy.
You work so hard for your stuff and then it come out and everything gone? That's not good.
Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow, isn't it?
You know, that's why when we get the track, we always turn around. We rent the track and we actually put the security in the track. And we keep the cars there overnight. Because it's not even worthwhile.
Yeah, the thing about what we do up here at 131, after from 6 to 12 is the test and tune. Around 1 o'clock, maybe 2 o'clock, I lock the gate so no one can get in or get out. I personally lock the gate.
If you're in, you're in.
If you're in, you're in.
If
you're
in,
you can't get in. Right, you cannot get in.
Right.
So only one way in, one way out.
That's a good thing, though, man. At least you know your car secure. You know your stuff secure that way.
Yeah, and plus, 131 has a long distance from the gate anyway. You can see who's coming or who's leaving anyway. So, it's over
right.
A half mile to a mile till you get to the entranceway from the track.
Yes.
So it's a ways.
See, I had calls today, man. A lot of guys don't understand. I had guys call me all day yesterday. In fact, all week long because I said I wasn't going to Biz event. And I've said several times, it's not a kick against the Biz, but it was a kick against a statement that the owner of the track made. When you take a loss, it's a hurt no matter what the amount is. But when you got your hard-earned money invested in something, and then I offer you an essence of $160,000, $170,000 or something, and you turn around a few seconds later and watch it burn down to the ground, and to have a young man say that's good for you, then I just don't feel that any of us should be at his track.
Right.
I think he should have his track. If you that cold, you that bold, then to show me exactly where your mentality is and where your brain level is to this day. I mean, this is 2014. When you going to get over
it? That was
what he said about the car, for what he said about the car, it wasn't so much just the car. It was any one of my pigmentation, and I just couldn't go. Like I said, my little 20 may not hurt, but it's not going to help.
I agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I just don't think any of us should ever go to 41 again. You're asking me. If he rectified that statement and it's acceptable, within us, then that's a different ballgame. But until that statement is rectified, man, I just don't feel like any of us should go to 41 again in life.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It wasn't just said. I think he said it. It was proof that he said it. He allowed it to be proven. The way he did it, more or less, like he wasn't trying to hide it, because if he was, he wouldn't have did it the way he did it. So I just don't think any of us should ever go to 41 again. I know I won't be going. I want to go fellowship with the guys. I want to go kick it with the guys, And because when it's all said and done, when we get through hooping and hollering on these shows, man, you got to understand, and I'm sure all of us do, it's all about just having fun with what you learn to do. That's racing. It ain't about trying to kill no one, leave no one with enough money where he can't pay his mortgage, that money where his family's going to be sitting outside. It's still about us having fun. That's why Larry coined the phrase fellowship, which I think one of the greatest phrases ever could have been ever initiated in drag racing, because this is what we all really trying to do. You know, I sit out and talk to him. I might learn something. Cadillac Joe may decide to help me with a break in my car or something. I couldn't find it. He got it out. I mean, that's really what it's about. So to make a statement like that, you know, I just think we all should stay away.
Yeah.
That's just me. You know, that's just me. OB has made 100,000, 10 times over. I just wish he had either a different track. You know, and people will say, you know, and that just burns me when people do it, but people say, well, he didn't say it to me. He didn't say it to you. Well, he didn't say it to me. Well, yes, he did say it to you. You know? Because if I walk up and say, F y'all, and five of you all standing there, I'm talking to all five of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wouldn't you agree? So he said to all of us when he said the way he said it. And I just think he should have his track. And the killer part, this the killer part to me. It wasn't the best of track from day one. You really should be trying to stop your support. You be trying to get all the support you can. Track condition wise, you weren't in the best top of the field from the start. But with that being said, you should never be trying to turn no one away.
All right.
Now, you watch the track next week. You just watch how Lil Tony and Snot Show be flooded. You know, everybody you want to see, if you haven't seen them in a while, and you want to see some of your old friends, just come to the show next week. That's all you got to do. Just come to the show. Same thing with Donye Show. Same thing with Drag Show. If you hadn't seen these guys in a long time, and you want to see some of your drag racing friends, just come to one of these shows. They're going to be there. You know, track going to be flooded. Somebody's going to win a few dollars, somebody's going to lose a few dollars, and we're all going to leave there and go have some barbecue chicken and ribs and something for us.
Maybe some beer meat.
Hey,
you
hey,
D.
Come on.
Hey, this is a fan, man. I'm finna get ready to pull out here. The weather getting a little bad on my end, man. And I enjoyed y'all. So it was my first time getting on. I heard a lot of stuff and enjoyed the way. I'd like to hear both of you.
Hey,
so, like you. Yeah. And so
we appreciate
I know that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I appreciate y'all, you know, sharing the web. I enjoy listening to everything, man. So, I think it's going to be a nice show. Like I said, it's good to hear Mella show in control where there ain't no bottles being thrown there once in a while. So,
yeah.
It's been a good show, man.
Well, like, you got the number. You lock us in, fan.
I got y'all locked in, man. I was just sitting back tonight listening, and it looked like it was a pretty good show with LB and them and everything. And I hope if everything go right, we will see y'all next weekend. I'm pretty sure we will. But I'm just, you know, anything can come up.
I'll be looking forward to meeting you out there.
Oh, yeah. All right, then. Well, y'all have a good one, man. Enjoy it again. And y'all guys hold it down. The weather's getting a little too rough on this end over here. I thought it was going to calm down. But I guess you don't throw it all on me this today. You told me that you hadn't had something up.
Hey, we've been at it kind of rough here, man.
We're going to pray
for you to be okay, though.
All right, then, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay.
And we appreciate you chiming in, fam.
Oh, yeah, Larry, anytime. You know that I got you locked in now, man. It's just one of my number one stations. I'm going to be locked in. I'll be
now,
on
you know,
got to
do hey, fam, we got a Monday night. You got Long Island Joe on that same number, Monday night, 7 o'clock Monday night. You want to hear some more good drag talk? Yeah. Yes. Come on back
on
number. Clock's up. Okay.
Got you cool. Y'all be good now.
Take care.
Thanks, sir. Yeah, I can't wait myself this week, sir. It can't come fast enough.
Can't come fast enough.
Nah. Can't come fast.
It's gonna be some good reason, man. So I said they got over 20 lock-ins already.
Yeah, I heard you.
That's a lot of lock-ins, man.
Yeah.
That's a lot of lock-in racing there.
Hey, if you get half of them, that's good racing.
That's right.
That's all I look at.
Now, you know what I was hoping for so bad, though? Yeah, I talked to the brother the other day. I was actually hoping, man, that Buck Necker was able to get his race off and not have to pay the punk at all.
Because
he ended up having to back out last week due to transportation problems.
Mm-hmm.
And they were seeing how this is like the third or fourth race that he was scheduled to be there and wasn't able to get there for whatever the reason might be. I was like, man, I hope that brother can get this race in this time. Yeah, I really hope he's good. I've never met him in person that I can recall. I may have seen him and never called him, but I have talked to him several times on the show, and he's a man, he seemed to be a very upstanding, nice brother. I was hoping he'd get in. But once again, you know, it just wasn't in the cars. Sometimes it's just not in the cars, man. When it's not, it's just not. You know, sometimes it's just not in the cars. You do all you can, and when you do all you can, it's just not enough, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to get off myself because I not that long ago got back from work, but it took me a shower and hit the vid. But I will be talking to y'all soon. I will see you soon. It should be Saturday. Everything should be there. It should be good.
Are you going to try to bring both of your cars, Joe?
I'm going to try. All I can do is say is I got to try to make sure the truck is going to be okay. I need Chuck got to step it up.
Now, listen.
The Buick boys.
Now, before you go, the truck is what you're running the beard with, right?
That would be what we're running the beard with.
Okay, so if you're having problems getting up, you let me know Monday night, and I'm sure one of the beard boys will come down there and get you.
look, it's not the problem. That's not the problem of getting it down there. The problem is making sure I can speed it up if I can get it to go faster. That's the problem. That's the whole problem.
Okay.
That's the only problem is. We're going to find
out. I had to get you one time.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you coming on. But I really do. I appreciate you coming on. Helping us out for the night.
No problem. I definitely want to come down. I'd like to turn around at least take one of the reindeers off of the sled at Santa Claus. You know, they can't, you know, when they get old, they can't pull no more. So we got to kind of replace it. running the reindeer got to go.
Whatever got to go.
Hopefully it can be Dancer.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to put the cookie monster.
You know Dancer listening now. You can bet he's listening. He hear you.
Yeah, we're going to hope that we can put the cookie monster for him. That's what he's holding.
He going to be on you tomorrow night like a cheap suit in the rain.
No, he's a good man. He's a good guy. You know, man. I don't mind playing with him. So, all right, y'all catch up to y'all later, and y'all have a good night.
All right, yeah, we'll catch
you. Take care, Joe, man. It's your home, man. It's welcome anytime.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, I'll see y'all soon. Okay, good night.
Look here, guys. I'm gonna have to. I'll be able to sit in about 15 minutes. Nobody says nothing. And hit a doggone crane, come unloading this train, so I'm going to have to move. But once again, before I fire this thing up, for any of you all out there in the race world, if you're looking for some excellent engine work, if you're looking for excellent machine work, one of the best to ever do it, one of the best to ever be, TK Racing. If you need to contact Ed, you can always get in touch with a young man through myself or Dre.
You dropped D? He must have dropped. Hello?
I'm here.
You there? So the show
didn't
drop.
Here.
Baby. He should be coming back in any minute. But in the between time, we're glad to have each and every one of you all to come on the show tonight, you know, and hopefully we're looking forward to seeing you all at the event on the 26th
at Martin, Michigan, 131 Dragway. That's where we'll be looking. And we want y'all to come on down and fellowship with us, and we're going to try to get some drag racing in. Matter of fact, I know we're going to get some drag racing in, but we want each and every one of you all to come on down and fellowship with us and come on and have some fun, because I can't wait to get there, you know, myself, you know, and I'm hoping that, you know, that it'd be possible for you all to make the event also. Other than that, I guess.
Oh, it's going to be a ball.